You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Yo, 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 this is Wells Martin, alias Old Timer. Light Sleepers, Metal Fortress, Social Just Crew. I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst, Zach Morse. Word up.
Aloha, this is Nick Rolovich from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst, DJJ Zach Morse. Live rock.
Hey, this is Rick Blanchardi, general manager for Wayne News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
Hey, aloha. You're listening to Sleep Time Is Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. It's kilowatts, the mongoose, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't sleep.
1, 2, 1, 2, keep it on. Listen to this shit because we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass jack, that freaky nigga.
Now I'm at rock and I shock and I tick and I talk and I can't stop with the body rock. See, I got heart like John Stars, hitting mad spots. Pass me the mic and I'll be rocking the whole park.
From the M to the C to the A and it's a boss. The rhymes that we boss on the topic of lust.
And my mouth is not butt, but fuck it, let me get down to the rhythm. Yes, I get funky and I shootin' on my chism like John Boone, the X-rated nigga. Listen to the shit, cause I am the ill figure. Nobody's getting any bigger than this.
Get it together. Get it together.
Phone is ringing, oh my god.
Get it together. See what's happening.
Hey.
Let's all just get a prime rib burger. We're on the air.
Hey, Sleep Time's Over. Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, Season 6, Episode 2.
The reason why it's Episode 2.
Ill communication
is correct, because we've been saying last week that that was Episode 3 for some wacky reason when there was no Episode 2.
DJ Capo's fault, brah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, without putting the blame on anyone, we'll just say this. Okay. Why do we need to go in succession of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? How about we just do this? We're going back to the future, like you said.
Back to the future, Marty.
Episode 2. Episode 2 is alive.
Marty.
You have scored to the previous 1985. To go to the future, 1985. How's that?
It's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. So this is episode 2.
Yeah.
And because communication is so important in this world.
Yeah.
In all aspects of life.
All aspects.
All.
Everything.
Ill communication is here. Episode 2 is right here. We got special guests coming up later.
Yes.
Earl Kaimaki is finally. Yes.
Hey.
Justin, I don't know. He's going to be here.
Well, do you remember what Q-Tip says in Ill Communication song? Like the
Ill Communication. Ma Bell.
Ma Bell.
Like so Ma Bell, I got the Ill Communication.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's Ma Bell?
That is the person. Wasn't the Ma Bell with the telephone? The who created the telephone?
Oh,
who created
okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
The telephone.
Oh, yeah.
Ring.
Yeah.
Ring. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? Sorry, I
like,
get
Ma
to you.
I got the Ill Communication. You know, that was one of the most played songs on Radio Free Music?
Yes, that was. That will also be played as part of our dinner.
Coming up
Saturday night, October 21st.
At the Square to the Barrel.
Square to the Barrels will be the first ever Sleep Time's Over hip hop dinner.
Wow.
And we're going to talk important. To... We're going to talk to Justin Beemore about this.
Yes.
Because he's the curator of the
menu. He's
the
curator. He is our sandwich sponsor.
Our first sponsor, sandwich sponsor.
Yeah, food sponsor.
Everything. Sponsoring everybody.
So are we going to do something with Mr. Zerga since he's our camera sponsor?
That is correct. Tony Zerga.
I don't know how we incorporate him in here.
Because one, he's in IAEA.
Oh, true.
Two, he's a very busy guy.
Very busy, bro. He's taking pictures everywhere.
He's taking pictures of himself, of angles of himself. His self is taking pictures of himself.
Wow.
How you do that?
Back to the future.
Right, exactly. So he is a very busy guy. He's always posting on Facebook, Instagram about
Muscles,
himself.
More muscles.
A lot of positive things about himself.
Yeah.
So with that said, Mrs. Zerga.
Shout out to Pro Camera Hawaii.
Pro Camera Hawaii.
Our sponsor.
All your camera needs are
there. If you would like to sponsor our beautiful podcast, please contact us at sleeptimesover@gmail.com and we could work out something for you guys.
We'll work something out, as
they say. Yeah.
And we'll say thank you.
Big money.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, sales have increased at Earl Kaimaki.
Yeah, that is very true.
He has mentioned that people have come in.
Yeah.
And mentioned the show.
And people have tagged us and said, hey, because of you guys, I eat it over there.
Actually, isn't that crazy?
That's great. That's how it works.
Local people. You know?
Let's get to this weekly recap.
What'd you do?
It's like he's scolding me.
I don't
know. Show, bro? Wednesday night. Hot Wednesday night in Macaulay.
Yes.
At the MF Wusho.
Yeah.
MF Doom Wusho, 36 artists, 36 chambers of doom. We had City Limits playing live.
Yes, I saw that.
Which is crazy because when they started playing live, everybody left.
Really?
Because they stayed outside because it was loud as heck.
Ah.
So you could hear great outside.
You had a full band in here.
We had a full
band. The drum set was in here.
The drums, it was nuts.
I was tripping out of that. I saw that drum set.
But that's how we do. That's how we do here at Light Sleepers. Ain't nobody going to do it any better.
And then they all went outside and they could still hear it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody went outside. You could hear it clear.
Mm.
Yeah, it was loud in here. My ears were ringing.
So shout out to, who's that? Jay Drums?
Jay Drums. Shout out to Ty, the guitar player.
There you go.
Shout out to my man, I forget what his name. What he changed? You know, when these young kids, they change their Instagram names all the time.
Yeah.
My man on the bass. Yeah, brother Question on the bass. No, what is it, the bass player for Roots?
Oh, boy.
Brother Jay? No.
Brother Jay with the cigar in his mouth?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy, he's back.
Eli on the keys.
All right.
Creed on the mic.
Creed Chameleon. Shout out to Creed Chameleon. Your episode is out there somewhere, bro.
Yeah, I talked to him about that.
And what did he say?
I apologized.
Is he sad?
I said, I have it. Every time I open it up, it's corrupt. I said, you must be corrupt,
you must be part of the dog pound, brah. You and Daz making moves.
Anyway, great show. The art is still hanging up at the shop for a few weeks into November. So come through and support. So, MF Wusho, great show. 36 artists.
Okay, keep talking about the show. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the camera and we're going to go. We always have this shot of just a standard shot of us two.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
going to pan the art. I'll keep talking. So, As we went into the Wu show, pretty much its majority is local artists, but I had some mainland artists like Kendall Renee over there. We also had True Visuals. We had Melon. As you can see, we also had some shoes. We have some laser etched things. Kind of crazy, man. Like,
you guys can see the shoes.
And what I'm trying to get at is this was an open art show, so meaning that I left it open to anybody that wanted to display art.
Okay.
Nowadays, you got a lot of bougie things, a lot of like isolated, high maka maka, upturn art shows. No. We're going to leave it open and the cream will rise to the top.
Yes.
Look at that sign, cream, right there at the
about
top.
About right there.
Exactly what I said. The cream is at the top.
Up there, bro.
So thank you everybody for supporting. Come through, support local artists. Come and buy a piece.
These are all great pieces. Like, I want to talk about this one right here. Okay, so look at this one if you guys can see. The Don Ho photograph with the Doom.
Hi.
The Don Ho photograph with the Doom. If you can see here, I'm trying to pan and talk loudly. Nobody buy that one, bro, because I think I'm going to buy that one. That's all I can say. Okay, we're going to pan.
There you go. There
back
you go.
To...
Okay. So, yeah, thank you to everybody that came through. Come through to the shop. We'll be open for this whole weekend. Yeah. Moving along. So, okay. That was the MFU show. Moving along, we also had... Boom, Talk Story. 29th annual Talk Story Festival.
Okay.
City and County asked myself to do it.
I have lots of questions for you.
I'm surprised you didn't come. You would be pretty entertained.
I wanted to see this live. I wanted... Is there a recording of you?
No,
video recording?
No. It was the last time you went to McCoy Pavilion.
Never.
You never went, even when you was a kid.
For what, though?
For, like, the puppet show. Ricky Tiki Timbo, Shadow
oh,
Puppets.
Oh, okay. If you really want to go and dig deep.
Yeah, that's last time I went.
Yeah, that's true.
That place is underused. The place is amazing. It's nice.
It's nice. I saw
that. They have, like, the Greek festival things there. The Hispanic festivals.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know why they don't use it more. It's a nice... It's a super
nice...
place. It's nice.
It looks well kept.
But then inside the auditorium is like, oh, boy.
Oh, waste time.
It's like going to Kanakakai already, bro. Malakai Gym.
Wow.
Yeah, Jared O'Connor gonna be shooting free throws over there.
Oh, he gonna miss. So I got. Let's get to this. I want to know.
Yeah, what you want to know, bro?
I got many questions on this. First question. Listen up. Who asked you to do this? Who was in charge of this?
Samantha.
Really?
I don't want to say her last name.
Does she have an IG?
Samantha.
All right.
She took over the talk story from this other previous guy.
Yeah.
She kind of wanted to bring in a younger, youthful talk story.
Well,
I didn't even know this existed.
You check off all those?
There you go. I don't know if I'm younger.
Well,
maybe youthful for me, the old dude.
You got good skin.
They're cute. Thanks. It's Asian, right?
Exactly.
So
the purpose of this talk story, tell me the purpose of this. What is the reason?
I have no idea what the purpose is.
You serious?
But it's the 29th anniversary. I didn't even know they were 28. Did you know?
I did not know this was going on.
Yeah.
I think you told me about this last year.
Well, that's what they...
Did they ask you last year?
They asked me like 3 months ago.
All right.
So they asked me to do it. It's actually a paid gig.
Oh, really?
People pay me to talk.
You got paid to talk
this? This is what this is with a tear in my eye.
Wow.
You work this hard. 40 years of living on this earth.
Yeah.
Finally getting paid to talk.
Unreal. Right? I didn't know you got paid.
Yeah,
this is big news.
City and county.
You got that city and county money.
That's right. I got people asking me left and right to talk. I don't get paid. But you know, I do it out of the kindness of my heart. But it's always good.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you have a small business.
Well, yeah.
And a family.
Right.
And time is an issue.
There's only so many KOHON commercials you can make.
Exactly. Okay? Where I never get paid.
Exactly. Residuals, bro.
Because I would have made a lot. I think we would have made so, pretty decent money.
Rokamaki.
It's a penny a showing.
You could go herringbone, I think.
Well, you got to figure, they've been playing it since the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the first commercial after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And that's a penny each time?
Yes. You guys all leaving the house all serious.
Yeah,
that was great. You look serious. Leaving the house. You're like, okay, enough already.
My daughter looked mad, bro.
Yeah, you guys didn't want to.
My daughter, she's about to peace off.
You guys did not want to leave the house.
Yeah. No.
But you have this commercial. You did not get residuals for that, but you got paid for this. Okay, so then what did she say? Okay, she said, Cabot,
it's
come down.
Na Mele o Hawaii.
Okay.
Basically, songs of Hawaii.
All right.
So I spoke about being a Hawaiian.
Okay.
Growing up in the city, where my backyard, never have backyard. No apartment, right? No backyard.
Yes.
No apartment. Backyard is an apartment.
Yeah.
Front yard is a concrete. So I'm a Hawaiian that grew up hip hop.
Right.
I didn't grow up with the kanikapila, ukulele,
right,
ipu, nose flute, any kind of stuff. That's what I talked about, how I got into hip hop. Then I talked about how I wanted to rhyme first. Then I bought the records for the singles for the instrumental to rap over.
Yeah.
Then I started figuring if I got the records, I'm going to run a DJ on them.
Yeah.
Speeding, went on a scratch.
Yeah.
Realized that the beats were coming from old records. So I said I should produce.
Yeah.
So that's basically, I did a quick timeline.
The evolution.
15 minutes evolution of Character Catalyst.
How about it?
As a MC, DJ, scratcher, producer. Then I proceeded to bring my sampler up and I did a beat live for the people.
Oh, okay, so that was your ender.
My ender. Commodore's drums, Kalapana samples, and Casimiro samples.
Okay.
I did it for the people and they were wowed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was the crowd there? What kind of crowd you got there?
The older crowd there. A lot of them had misconceptions of hip hop.
Okay.
They still think Two Live Crew is illegal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not even joking.
They mentioned Two Live Crew.
No, but you can tell that they're
Two Live Crew. Did they ask you questions? Were they allowed able to ask you questions? Like, can you take messages?
No, I wish they did.
Oh.
But I got stopped after by a lot of people, older people.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, I really understand hip hop now. Like, the misconception and, you know, some clarify things and. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Well, you gotta figure, they're not trying to listen to hip hop.
Of course.
These old people are, you know what I mean? Like, we're not trying to listen to Migos. I mean,
We're just communicating and opening minds.
So it's kind of crazy. So I'm stoked that I got to do it. Super blessed to do
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
It's kind of cool. Older crowd. I hope they invite me back, man. It's kind of cool.
Then next year, you have to tell them the ghost story.
Well, you know what? Next year, I'll try to get you on this thing.
Oh, the things I could share.
I don't know what the theme is going to be, but it'd be pretty funny.
Well, how many people did they have speaking at this thing?
They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All from different backgrounds and ages.
Yeah, like, you know, the Hawaiian music documenters.
Oh.
You had Hawaiian music musicians. You had people that collect Hawaiian music.
Is it all just Hawaiian?
Well, this one was focused on Hawaii.
Oh, but every year the theme changes.
Yeah. Usually it's during October, so it's during Halloween. Yeah. So they usually keep it as a ghost story.
Oh, okay, right. Got it. Oh, very interesting. Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy. So that was a tough story.
Okay.
What else happened? UH football won.
Correct.
So
that is correct. The wheels have not come off yet.
Yeah, not yet. They, I don't know what to say. They won, so it's good. They played against a junker team.
Well, yeah.
So they better win.
Yeah, well, they should have beat Nevada, but yeah, at least they beat another junk team.
So now they're going to win 4 or 5 to get to a bowl game.
All right, Nick.
Yeah.
It's so all up to you, Rolo.
It's up to Rolo and the crew.
Okay.
Real quick one before I recap my recap. Angry Wobots.
Yeah.
He's releasing his beer. He has beer coming up.
Really?
This Friday, he has his own beer flavor and beer can.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where is this going to be sold at?
I will put it up
at
right now.
I don't know about that one. Is the people who are fans of Wobot...
Into... I want it because Aaron's the homie, you know?
Well, I'll get it just as a collectible.
Yeah. So it's a 4-pack. It's called... I think it's called Inu... It's one of those, you know, small little beer, local breweries.
Yeah. Where will this be sold at?
Inu Isles.
Okay.
It is going to be sold at Village Beer in Kakaako.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Pine and Jigger sister store.
Yes. Let's see. It will be sold on Friday. The can has Angry Wobots on it. You guys can see it right there. Shout out to Woz. Really good friend. Timer for all the people that know
that's
him.
That's right. Yep.
Inu Isles is a small little, you know, ale and beer.
Okay. So Friday is the release. What time? There's a I saw a time
3
there.
3 o'clock, yeah. So 3 o'clock? It's 3 o'clock when you can line up. I think they're planning on people. I mean, I want to get
I think there's going to be people.
So 3 o'clock, you can line up. 5 okay. o'clock is when they sell the beer. After they sell out, you only can get a 4-pack, one per person. Then they're actually going to have the beer on tap at 6.
Got it.
So, I mean, I just kind of want to get the cans.
I want to get the cans, yeah.
I mean, I do want to taste it.
So right? It's going to be sold in cans, not bottles.
Yes. It's gonna. Let's see if I get a picture in here. I mean, I don't know why I don't have a picture of the Wolves beer.
Yeah, you know, they got to step up. What about the Wobots IG? What about
there you go. I got it right there.
Okay.
There you go. You see that, people? Oh, shoot.
Oh, good catch. Whoa. That was a good catch, everyone. You saw that? You just flipped the phone. You went like that.
We gotta work on
it. Don't flip the phone again.
There you go. Don't flip
but,
phone.
But
there we go.
Wow, it looks like a thermos.
See all right. That?
From like a far.
Focus on this.
Focus on that. Can you see that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably terrible. But it's I don't know if it's a 12-ounce, 16. Only 200 cans produced.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Those gonna sell out.
It's gonna sell out fast. It's an Imperial Hazy IPA, Citra and Amarillo, 8% alcohol. It's going to sell out. It's going to sell out in like little minutes, I think.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah, I want one.
I want to try it, like on the real. Because first, support the homie. Support local businesses.
Correct.
And to have a Wobots.
That is correct.
That's sick, man. I mean.
How are we going to get this, though? How are you going to get this? You get the shop.
I get the shop, and I got to do the Japanese festival.
What?
This Friday, yeah. Meet at the Japanese Cultural Center.
Okay, we got another event to talk about. What is this?
So Friday they're releasing the beer, okay. Right? At Village, right?
Yeah.
Village, what do they call it? Village Idiots.
The Village, yeah.
Village Beer. Shout out to Village Beer. Hook it up.
Shout out to Darren Ogino.
You better come. Oh. You better get on the line,
He went to Kaimaki, high school.
Kaimaki, okay, this is Zach Morris. Sleep time's over. We need 2 4-packs.
I go message Darren right after this then.
Shoot.
He's one of the owners at Pint.
What are we doing here?
I don't know what you try to see. Help me help you.
This is the time we use those hookups.
No one listens to Turtle, bro. Right now, I tell you this right now.
I listened to you this whole time, bro. I apologize.
That's okay. He is one of the owners with Hideo.
Hideo owns Village Beer too?
No. Pine and Jigger is owned by Hideo.
Yeah, shout out Hideo.
Shout out Hideo Simon, who owns Square Barrels.
Yes, shout out Square Barrels.
Pine is also owned by Darren Ogino.
Okay.
Who owns the Village?
Oh, we are in.
So yeah, so I can message him and see what response I get.
No hookups, bro. This is the one time. I don't like using this kind of thing. You know, I don't really operate on that. You know, I mean, you favor for me, hook it up. But this is one time where I can't make it there. You know,
I'll message him right now.
That Friday, Wolves is dropping his beer. 3 o'clock lineup, 5 o'clock they're selling. But I have to be at the shop and I have to be at Neat. Neat is a Japanese cultural event.
Okay.
Geared towards more anime.
Okay.
And cosplay. And that kind of Japanese, like, you know, shuriki. This is so bad. Inamasu, I don't know, any kind of stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And why are you there?
Because last year was their first year.
Okay.
And me, I love giving these new businesses, I love giving people chances, obviously.
There you go, right? Yeah. Give the people.
So they asked me to be a vendor.
Okay.
And I told the guy, at first I took it for granted. But I said, yes, I'll do it because I want to support. You know, this young guy trying to do an event.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I said, yes. I got there and I made money.
Okay. Good. There you go. Then that sums it up, doesn't it?
I got there.
Make the money.
I sold stuff. I made money.
That's it.
And thank God I didn't take this for granted where I said no. Okay. And I didn't go to the event. I all just right. said, you know what? People gave me a shot. People believed in me. I'm going to believe in him. And if all he wants is my support.
Yes.
And I want Light Sleepers to be there. I'm going to give it to the dude.
Okay, so this is a Comic-Con type event?
It's like a Comic-Con event, but it's geared towards more Asian, Japanese culture stuff.
So like, it's an anime event.
Like,
it's a deep anime
dude,
event.
Dude, this old dude, yeah, it's a...
It's so Asian, it's beyond yellow, it's like purple.
It's, I don't know, it's IPA, I don't know.
Okay, so it's an Asian... Right. Asian event.
I'm trying to figure, I don't know what it is.
You got going to be at this event and you don't know what you're doing.
It's the second year, bro.
You know, let's hope they make it for a third because we need to know what this is about.
They will make it for a third.
All right. Well.
This thing is crazy.
Okay, so you're going to be there. You're going to sell things, booth, display.
Yeah.
Booth. Anything interesting in this booth? Anything different in this booth that you're going to do here?
They said a one-night celebration of anime.
Anime. There you go. 100% local artists and vendors.
Yes, there you go.
Mascot is...
Tomi.
Tomi.
Yeah, you know the kind of like what is that called? Sailor Moon kind. Oh. That kind of stuff.
Not Tomi Village?
Not Tomi Village, bro.
Would America love Tomi?
America would love neat.
Okay. And that's at the Japanese Cultural Center?
Yeah, last year was sold out, all the vendor tables was packed.
Yeah.
This year, they had sold out double the vendor tables.
There you go. A lot of Japanese on island.
I mean, Hawaii, Japanese, bro. Hawaii,
when it's a Japanese event,
Takeshi might be there. Everybody might be there. Takeshi might be there on a tricycle.
Takeshi's castle going to be there.
Yeah, every kind.
Nipponjins.
We'll be there. So that's why I really need... I mean, this is the first time I ever wanted to get beer.
Wow. That's true.
You know, I mean, well, I'm not a beer drinker.
I don't drink beer. Yes, I'm gonna message Darren.
But wouldn't it be cool to be like, "Yo, I got Angry Robot's beer."
We can put it up there. Yeah,
and it's not just his art on a beer; it's actually a flavor.
Right.
So,
I'll do what I can.
Yeah, I'll
message the people. Okay, I indirectly went to school with him. We know the same guys.
Shout out to
Gage in Japan, who's good friends with Darren, who knows Darren.
Shout out to Gage, bro.
Because I went to Kaimiki Inter.
Hey, I'm kind of getting there too.
You kind of indirectly? Older, well, then you're probably teasing him then.
No, I don't tease. I'll skateboard. I don't like those.
Oh, yeah, the skateboarders. Yeah, no one likes the skateboarders.
The skateboarder, Pop Warner, football outcast. Player, bro. I was the weirdo.
That's
bro.
A weird combo. That good. Weird. Hey, I was wrestling skateboarding.
There you go.
They don't even talk to me. Weird. No one like talk to any of us.
Talk to any of us.
And we like the rap music.
Look at now we thought of
he who laughs last, laughs best. That's right, bro.
That's a great laugh.
Okay.
Okay, that's it for me.
So, before I message Darren,
yeah.
the weekend, what else happened on the weekend? So, I have to go with Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday night was Bishop Museum had an event. This is the second annual.
Yeah.
It's the Prohibition Hawaii event.
Invite only.
Invite only, which is from Beam Suntory Whiskey. Beam Suntory Whiskey. So, it's an event basically to gather all the restaurants that buy and all the distributors that buy the most, all the restaurants that use the most Beam Suntory. To showcase all the bartenders, to showcase the product, to get everybody excited about the product.
Right.
So all these vendors, restaurateurs are all there. That's what they say it is on paper.
Oh.
But what it really is.
Oh, here we go. Inside.
You have a bunch of bartenders. You have a bunch of cocktails. Okay. They give you drink tickets.
Oh, tickets.
You got about maybe 6 drink tickets. But since everybody knows everybody and everybody's friends with everybody, guess what happens?
What happens, bro?
We not no need drink ticket, bro. That's all right. I get you.
There you go.
I get you.
Everybody I get you. Zaki Mo.
Everybody drunk, bro. Everybody plastered.
What they doing? They jumping on the canoe, Kikamehameha, cape on, everything.
Oh, I've got good thing they didn't open up that area.
That area would have been crazy.
It was in the courtyard.
Come out.
They're going to come.
Kill all your hollies.
All the night matches, blast them out.
Night matches going to be drinking, bro.
I think so.
Hey, but how you doing? Hey,
get Kava cocktail.
Hey, you invisible, huh? Yeah, smoke.
You can see me or what? So because of that, I mean, it's a great event. You get to dress up in the Prohibition attire, right? Which, you know,
I've seen that.
Wear your tie, a suspender, a button up, everything fancy kind, any kind. But then on the other end, it just turns into, there's food, but the food is being distributed by these servers who come in with the plate and be like, you know, you want hors d'oeuvre, So then by the time the person comes out, it gets intercepted by everyone, so no one's able to get food. Everybody's like not getting food.
So they turn around after like 20 steps.
Exactly, and that's it.
Wow.
Much like this camera. Yeah. And because of that, everybody's just drinking. Nobody's eating. All boss. Everybody, boss.
Hey,
boss.
Who's throwing up, boss, bro? Boss. Air it out, baby. Who
Let
was...
me just say this right now.
Okay.
This is second year in a row. Last year, everybody all dead. I was the one still alive, bruh. I was the sober one of the night. So everybody, take that, everybody. Take that, everyone that says any kind of drink, any kind, and yell at girls. So this, we go to second year.
Okay, there we go.
Second year, same thing. I was the only one still alive. Again, everybody, no can handle, Randall. They all drinking.
I'm still standing.
They cannot. That's right.
Yeah.
As I'm looking into this camera that has no battery, I am looking right now and saying, I was still alive. I may have had a meatball. I may have had a slider, okay? But all these guys, they like drink and drink because it's very easy because you have all these cocktails. It's like they're right there. You have a booth. You go to the next booth, to the next booth. You're just grabbing them all.
There you go. Bring it in. Bring
so
it in.
So everybody was there. Pickles. Exactly. So 12th Avenue Grill was there. The Lord was there. Dave Newman was there. Pine and Jigger. We also had Lucky Belly was there. We had Azure. Waikiki was there. We had Bevy Ba. Everybody wearing flannel. Everybody wearing flannel. The Bevy Bob booth. No, they weren't.
We're going to sold out at Costco.
That's right.
You know what's funny is I was about to buy me a flannel.
Why? You went camping?
Yeah.
Come on.
I watched too much Alaskan.
Yeah, No.
Y'all wear the flannels, bro.
Waste time. Okay.
I was going to wear them. I figured, you know, get cold inside here. But flannel, bro.
No,
Costco, Eddie Bauer flannel, bro.
You're not going Camp Ergman.
Bro.
Okay. So, rest bottom line. That's true.
I'm not still there, but I mean.
Well, another thing that was rest in peace, after party.
Whoa.
I did not attend this.
Oh, you didn't? You I did not go attend after party.
I said not for it because I don't want to die like all the rest of these yahoos.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was all Pine and Jigger.
No dying.
Everybody going over there, Pine and Jigger.
Right.
Okay. Now keep in mind, they're still open. They're the
don't
only place still
me,
open.
Tell me, brother, famous people came out or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
Two things happened. That was I want to highlight here. Okay. One, I was a friend that was on Instagram. She posted on her IG story that she's eating at Pine and Jigger.
Right.
She had no idea that this prohibition event is going on.
Right.
So she's IGing her food at Pine and Jigger. Okay, yeah. Okay. Then all of a sudden, all these guys start coming in really dressed up.
Wow.
In suspenders, all these dressed, because they're just coming from the event. So you have all these guys all dressed, looking good. And then the girl goes, she IGs it. And she's like, look at this. Is this what guys dressing nowadays? This is so great. Come on, guys. I just wish I could have a guy that dresses like this. Why are guys all dressing like this all of a sudden? Why don't they talk to me? She had no idea that this prohibition thing's going on. So then I, of course, being the nice guy I am, I message her on the IG story, and I'm like, never mind already. They're dressing up as a costume party, bro. Get out of here. She deleted the post.
She thought it was real.
She thought it was real.
Oh.
And then she was getting all sad. Because you're like, she didn't want a boyfriend. She's like, I want a boyfriend that dresses like this. How come boys I know don't
so
dress like that?
So you're telling me we should have our friends that are single dress like that and walk into the bar when she's there.
Automatically pick up.
All right, bro. I got some guys in mind.
She's hot too, you
know. I got some guys in mind, bro.
Filipino girl, bro. Filipino girl. She's a good looker.
Okay. I got some guys in mind.
Get ready. I got a name.
What would you call that attire? Prohibition attire?
Yeah.
So
1930s. 40s, you know,
maybe.
Some had, but basically you just get the vest, you get the button-up shirt,
like
slacks.
Maybe,
yeah. We don't have a pipe, but
do you have a pipe? Nice,
you could have a pipe, but you know, you dress up in a suit. It's basically you're wearing everything except the coat.
Okay.
So you wear the suspenders, the tie.
Like a car dealer from.
Exactly. You're right. No, shuffle. Yeah. The Joker's wild, bruh. So there was that, and then the other highlight.
Right.
Now, last year, Pine and Jigger. There was one girl that threw up in the women's bathroom.
Oh,
it happens.
Yeah.
One woman threw up in the...
This is the pre-party, post-party.
Post-party, right. Threw up. So, fast forward to now. Opala. Fast forward to now. The event got bigger. It was more crowded.
Wow.
You didn't have just one girl.
Oh.
You didn't have just two girls.
All right, here we go.
You didn't have just three girls.
I'm ready.
You had eight girls throwing up. Everybody throwing up in the bathroom.
Who made the count of eight girls throwing up?
Well, I know the general manager who's working there. Shout out to her name is Courtney.
Damn, Ribbit. Courtney.
She could not clean up fast enough.
Wow.
She cleaned up one girl, escort the girl out, one throwing up right there.
Wow.
Get the other girl, throw them, other troll. Troll and troll.
Oh, hold their hair.
Troll her hair, throw her up.
Wow.
That was it.
Anybody IG story this? Boomerang?
I wish.
I would love to see him throw.
I wish. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That had to have happened somewhere. That had to have happened. So, eight girls. So, the place was, they were getting slammed. Oh, so, everybody working there was all pissed off. I don't blame them.
They're pissed off because of Troy, right?
Because of Troy, that place was massively busy. And you have all these drunks going into Pint at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, right?
When was it closed?
Asking, they closed yours at midnight. Oh, so, you have all these guys, industry guys, all plastered, going in there, going to talk any kind. Yeah, I get a drink from you. Can I get a drink from you, too? All that kind of, so, annoying everybody.
Where did you go?
I'm not going to be part of that circus train.
Why you let it? No,
I said, stay home. Get out of here. Catch the Uber. Get out of here.
Oh, wow. I guess you made the right choice then. Yeah.
Correctly. So as we're waiting for the Uber, one final thing on this. Okay. We're waiting for the Uber. Of course, girls outside, they're all drunk, talking any kind. This was in a fight, but they were going, I love you. I love you too. And then this one girl pushes her out of nowhere. Just
which is like their friend or something?
No, it's the two of them loving each other, hugging each other. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she pushes her. And like in a fun way, I don't know. But then she goes, lands face first into the curb. Ooh. The edge of the curb. Pa-pack. Yeah. Like that.
Wow.
And she's knocked out. But her entire dress flew up.
Ooh.
So she's butt naked under the dress.
Ooh.
So then I'm telling my wife, what am I supposed to look at? Her head or over here? And as we're looking at that, and then like, you know.
Did anybody help her?
Well, yeah. I mean, the girl eventually, they helped, but she was out.
Why was she buck naked under her dress?
I don't know. She liked to be sexy. So she was, her eyes were closed. Done.
Oh, did she like hit her head?
She hit her head on the edge of the, just think of the edge of the sidewalk.
Ooh.
That edge. She hit her head on the edge. So she was out. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she magically opens up her eyes. Whoa. And she goes, I'm okay. And then she just stands back. I'm like, all right, bruh.
Wow.
Wait till Monday. So she might be dead.
Oh, God, we better go check that. She might be dead. Call the cops, bro.
I don't know. Call out Civil Beat, bro.
Civil Beat.
Call them all up.
Hey, guys, you want to see this buckle again?
And she had a big bruise on her leg, too. Oh. That was not from the fall. That was from something else. She was giving a lap dance somewhere, bro.
Yeah, what is going on?
She was a cute looker. And then of course. So as this is happening, Mr. the man of the hour, Mr. Dave Newman, one of the owners of Pine Jigger, he walks by. Yeah, I could hear that. I could hear that all the way from down here.
Ooh.
And then we looked over there and said, I think I know that girl. I think it's my ex's friend.
Ooh.
So I'm like, there you go. So okay, let's get an Uber. Let's get out of here. Let's go.
Just see your ex-girlfriend naked.
Let's go. So then that was...
interesting night.
That was Prohibition Hawaii.
Well, that's why there's Prohibition.
Apparently. Well, they're bringing it back.
They gotta bring it back.
I don't know if they're gonna have a third annual, but it's a fun event. But you just gotta be responsible. That's all.
Well, we should end this recap off with, you know, your friend and ours and a friend of the show, Brother Marcus.
Let me just say right now.
Use any kind, bro.
Well, I was gonna save this for the. Oh, yeah.
I was gonna save this for the
next segment, because it's kind of the news segment.
Oh.
Because we're talking about the Titans win.
That's true.
And we're going to talk about the Rockets win.
Let's go to the next segment.
Let's take a break here. I got to fix the camera, fix everything, fix my face.
See, time's over. Don't bang your head and Prohibition just fly up and you can't see your nanny. Season 6, Episode 2. Ill communication, bro. Shut it down already.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Finally here, guys. The official Sleep Time's Over shirt is now available for purchase. Available online in men's tees and women's tank tops for just $27 each with free shipping. You heard me right. Free shipping. Go to lightsleepers.net, Sleep Time's Over on Instagram, or Sleep Time's Over on Facebook and click on the link to order. Don't sleep!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Follow the light. The light is your guide.
I'm controller of planet X.
3-3.
And I've invited you here to discuss something that's very important.
King Ghidorah, take me to your leader. Quick to claim that he not no snake like me neither. They need to take a breather. He been rhyming longer than Sigmund the Sea Creature. Been on Saturday Feature. Pleased to meet ya, and came to wake you up out the deep sleeper like he needed to stop before he caught the knee drop. Even give you more sit and ZZ top. With full bears thou shalt not more corner. Future like one more steps in y'all's corner. So call Rich front if you wanna. When he spitting that tricks, don't be in y'all saunas.
only here to warn us what the plan is. The hour is upon us, it's bananas. Born alone, die alone, no matter who your man is. Hope you live long enough to tell it to his grandkids. Kid needs your three-finger ring fever. Sprint chicken eater, ID'd as the ringleader. Who needs a heater? Catch him with bare hands. These same hands that make razors out bare cans. His own biggest fan.
All right, Sleep Time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 6, Episode 2. Ill Communication,
yes.
For a special guest.
And here he is, because after all this time, we've been pumping. Yeah. Earl Kamaki. All this time.
I've been trying to get down
this
here
guy,
for a while now.
He is here.
Now we got the Earl.
Yeah.
We have Earl himself.
Yes.
Justin, and I'm not even going to say your last name. You're going to say it for us live right now.
Yeah, it's Justin Parvizi Motla.
How's that?
That's it. Parvizi. That's the name. Yep.
Because we've been calling you on the show Justin Beemore.
Okay. That works. Yeah. That works too.
Justin Beemore.
Yeah, a lot of people growing up, they just called me Parv. Like on the back of all my sports jerseys.
Oh.
They didn't even try.
Oh.
They didn't even try to do it.
And so you're not going to try it?
Yeah.
So that's good. Finally. After six seasons.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Excellent, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
So let's just get right to it. So for the people that haven't gone to Earl Kamaki, okay, never mind you guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you should quit.
If you're listening after all this time and you haven't gone, get out of here. But if you really haven't gone, what is Earl Kamaki all about? Tell us what it is, when you started.
Just to sum it up real simple, we always say that we're like a craft sandwich place. The same way you get like a craft beer, like a small batch beer or something like that. Like that's what we're trying to go for, you know?
Yeah.
Just like everything that we can make there in-house, we make in-house. Just keep everything real fresh, you know? Just be like a warm, like welcoming place, bro. You know, people come in, just approachable. You know,
right.
Like instead of like, hi, how are you doing? Welcome in. We're like, hey, what's up? What's up, man?
Yeah, you know,
how you doing? Come on in, get in here. So that's the vibe. Just a cool place for people to grind and.
Very much so.
You know, that's what we're going for. We've been open for like 3 years,
okay.
So things are going good.
What is your culinary background?
So I have a lot of like back of the house experience. I've worked at like a ton of pizza restaurants. I've worked at some fine dining. I've worked at some turn and burn places, so it's all over the place, man.
Right.
But I've never been a chef. I've never been like as a position as a chef, but also have like a ton of front of the house experience, like management experience and stuff like that.
Got it.
Both of them together, man, just set me up good to open up this little shop.
Excellent. And it's
been
great every single time we've gone. I mean, you've been out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we can sponsor you guys,
Man. No.
Hook you guys up weekly.
Yeah. Thank you very
much.
Thank you, yeah.
We've been
hooking up our guests.
Yeah.
In case they didn't try, you know what I mean? We sacrifice our sandwiches and our hunger, and we give it to
them. If you guys want more, too, you want more food, just let me know one week, bro.
We
can give you a couple more.
Well,
No, we're good.
All right, okay.
All excellent stuff. I mean, down the line, I mean, the Cubano was the first thing I've ever gotten from there.
Yeah.
Long back in the day.
Okay, that's a special one.
And
yeah,
then
that's good.
The meatball one was the one after that.
Yeah.
This was like I think right when you opened.
That was way back,
And it's
way back when.
And I have to say, you are the first guys that I've seen, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have seen this before, the avocado toast phenomenon. Everybody has this avocado toast all over the place.
They do.
Earl Kamaki, first place I saw that I know of.
For sandwich place?
For a sample place, any? Pretty much.
I think we were one of the first places on the island to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I think we were. But I'm not sure. I don't know.
Right.
I'm sure somebody else did it.
Well, I honestly have only come across it from...
It's hot right now, man.
Yeah,
it's in, and it's good, too. You know, it's one of those things that sometimes we don't like to go with the trends. We try to differentiate.
Yeah.
Like, kind of be different a little bit. But that's just good.
Yeah.
It's a good toast.
It's
you know?
What's the most popular sandwich?
Probably the French dip.
The
French dip.
Yes.
We like roast the prime rib on that one in house, you know?
Yeah.
Nice and tender. We got like some
ton of sweet tea.
We got sweet tea.
Yeah,
that's Becky's sweet tea. That's my mama's recipe.
It's a brownie recipe.
Yeah, and coming soon we're gonna do Jenny's Mac salad. It's my sister's recipe.
Nice.
That's coming up soon. The whole family's on the menu.
So you're originally from
Baltimore. Baltimore. Yeah.
I've
been here for like 10 years though, bro.
10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
Wow. So where would you work right before you said, let's go at Earl Kamaki?
I worked at Giovanni Pastrami's. The guy, he owns some restaurants over in the Hilton called like CJ's Deli and Roundtable Pizza. And like it was all one company.
Yeah.
So I worked like for all three of those restaurants.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. This is high volume restaurant management.
How did the sandwich thing come about? Like, how did you be like,
Earl? I just we needed to fill the void, man. There wasn't too many good sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know, so whenever you open up a business, you should be like, what do people need? What's not in the market? What could, you know, where's a good area of opportunity for us to kind of get in?
Yeah.
You know? And that was it, man. And since we've opened, there's been like four or five, maybe more sandwich places that opened up because I think people are realizing that it's a good business, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's ironic that you opened over there because a place that used to be there, if you remember, by across the street directly from Kaimuki Park was the New York Deli.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody still talks about it.
Yeah, they still talk. Yeah.
Because that was the only place you could get that the big pastrami sandwich that you would see, the stereotypical thing. And then they just vanished. And then you happened to be right in that
scene. And we just came in. Yeah. Yeah.
So the void was filled. There you go.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
That's it.
And that is
Nice air horn.
Feel free. You just want to just press it.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, drive everyone crazy. You can. But that we evolve from that to Saturday night, October
3rd.
Oh, I'm excited, man. Yeah.
This Saturday night.
Yeah.
You are going to be curating.
Yep.
We really can't promote this because it's sold out.
Sold out, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to give everyone a preview of what's to come. So, like, let's just go with it, man. Like, what do you...
Yeah, I mean, the first, we're going to start off the menu with a little Amused, and it's going to be just some small bites. Right. First of all, the theme of the menu is, like, just taking a twist on, like, some popular, like, local dishes, you know?
Yes.
So, we're going to do, like, a little mini, like, musubi bite. We're going to do, like, a little mini lao lao bite. And we're going to do, but like a head cheese lao lao instead of like the pork shoulder that you normally put in there. Just everything's going to have like a little bit of
head
a...
cheese?
Yeah, good question. People don't know.
Some people knew, some people didn't. Yeah.
So it's not cheese. It's just the fat and the cartilage of like the face of a pig.
Okay.
You know, and it sounds kind of gnarly, but if you like cook it right, it tastes really good.
Yeah.
It's just like fatty pork, you know, there's like, yeah.
So white local people love
it's not cheese. It's not actually cheese, yeah.
And it's then not actually cheese?
No. No. It's not, yeah. And then we're gonna have like a little like a bite of like a ahi limu. So just like three like staple kind of like local items, and it'll be real small bites, you know, kind of get the dinner started.
Right, because
you know?
That's the amuse bouche as they call it.
Yeah,
local people don't know what that is.
Yeah,
so it's called the broad bougie.
The
after
bougie.
An episode that
the bougie.
We, there you go. That's
yeah.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. After our episode.
So that's gonna be the first course. So it's gonna be all of the bougie. Yeah. Music, the current hits will be the playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
The music will be going on throughout all the entire evening.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be the opener. And then right after that, we got...
After that, we're just going to do a take on like a beef broccoli dish. You okay. know, so instead of using like actual broccoli, we're gonna do like a broccoli like florette or a broccoli rabe. Just cook it up real nice, saute it. We're gonna do some beef medallions instead of whatever cheap ass meat they're using at whatever Chinese place. So it'll be like high quality piece of meat, nice piece of fresh veggie, and then just to mix it up a little bit, serve like some scallops and like some brown butter sauce with a little bit of ginger and scallions.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Is that the Chinese Beverly Hills?
That's the Chinese Beverly Hills.
Right,
yeah, that's it.
Let's go. Chinese Beverly Hills. So
yeah, that was your idea, I think.
That was
for that dish.
Kahala,
yeah.
To do a beef broccoli.
Yeah.
And reason why it's a salute to Kahala, we'll explain the story to everyone there.
This is
but
the fifth time you explained
this. This is gonna be an eighth time probably.
Yeah.
I was in the cab. I had to go to Kahala. I tell the guy I gotta go to Kahala, and the guy turns around. He goes, "Oh, you mean Chinese Beverly Hills, huh?"
I never heard of that before you told me that.
I
never ever.
Heard of that.
Yeah.
Until the guy said it, I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
what kind of guy was the guy driving?
Local
brother?
Hawaiian guy. Yeah. And it stuck. And wherever he is now, if he's still alive.
Hey.
He's out there. He's out there somewhere.
He's at Charlie's, right? Kind of like
he's at Charlie's. Exactly. He's telling somebody that right now, probably.
They're like, hey, you're Chinese.
Yeah.
You're Chinese Beverly Hills. You know, people saying that now because of me.
Hey, those two guys down there, Macaulay, they still.
These two yahoos over there saying this. So that was course two.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be done. And then course three was...
Yeah, so this is my favorite course, I think. I'm most excited about this one. Yeah. This is the... it's a take on the fried chicken and spaghetti mix plate from Zippy's.
Hey. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So instead of like serving it with like a watered down kind of bolognese sauce, whatever they got it going on at Zippy's. No, knock the Zippy's.
Right.
Love Zippy's. It'd just be like a really nice hearty bolognese sauce and like a nice piece of like fried chicken that we'll make there in house. Serve them up with like a piece of like grilled cornbread.
Yeah.
And just, man, that's the dish right there. Just like fried
like
chicken,
dish,
spaghetti, cornbread.
That
done.
Sounds like that's
done
a
deal.
Course right
yeah.
What's the name of that one?
It's gonna be the brother Marcus.
Yeah.
AKA. Take on Zippies.
Yeah.
AKA.
A tribute to Zippies.
The Zippies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a hybrid of Nashville meets local people, because then you're gonna have the cornbread. Is the fried chicken gonna be spicy at all? Or
have a little spice on there, yeah, but nothing that's gonna knock your socks off.
Like the Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mhm.
But spaghetti, fried chicken plate. That's always the. Is that what you do? You get down at Zippies?
I get spaghetti, fried chicken,
or the
chili chicken.
Chili chicken. Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
Next dinner, we'll go chili chicken.
Chili chicken.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that, right? See, the options are endless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then that's gonna be, and then that course is gonna be a salute to local music, not local music, Hawaiian music, but local music that is heard in the clubs, like I-94, 104.3. All of those smoke jams, as they call.
Okay.
And then we go. Justin, you'll be in store for surprise.
Yeah. I don't know the music yet. I don't know what it is.
No, we gotta
check it out.
A surprise?
Maybe we should.
The playlist is pretty.
Yeah.
Comical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Sky.
So we got that all for you. So after that one is gonna be. Is that gonna go into? Oh. The salute to the Howlies.
Yeah, that's gonna be our play on like a loco moco, you know. And instead of doing it with rice, we're gonna do it with like a risotto. So it's gonna be called the braised oxtail risotto loco moco.
Oh,
super Howly, super Howly dish.
Risotto
that's
loco
it.
Moco.
Yeah. Let me get one.
There's another one right there.
Yeah.
Because it's a deconstructed.
Yeah.
We'll have the
nice risotto there, a nice braised oxtail, have some egg, all the components that you'd have, you know.
Separated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how great this is?
Yeah.
That's great. That's
coming. Kevin, are you excited for this?
I'm very excited.
I would order that. If I went into a restaurant and they had that, that's why I would totally
start a whole new restaurant.
It's like
a whole new thing.
Yeah.
So then that one is going to be a salute to white rappers. So everyone's going to be there. You're going to have Marky Mark will start off.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
Snow's gonna be there.
Third base
will be on there. Beastie Boys will be on there.
There you go. How about like Cage is gonna be on there? Like
Cage might be LP. Too. That might freak out the people eating. Then I don't know. Company Flow will probably be in there.
High and Mighty maybe.
High and Mighty is a good pick.
Milk Bowl. Yeah, like Milk Bowl.
There you go. Any white rappers come to mind that you wanna have featured?
Jeez.
Yeah, maybe G-Eazy.
Yeah,
throw him on there.
Right,
he's a smooth white brother.
Yeah.
That's right.
From Oakland.
That's right. And then after that one, we ended out with dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a dessert. Okay. Just keep it simple. We're going to get some malasada.
Oh.
We might get the malasada, bro, from Leonard's.
Hey.
We were talking about that.
That was a great idea.
I think it is, yeah.
They'll get a kick. They'll get a laugh.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they've been making malasadas for how long? I shouldn't try to, like, you know, think I'm going to make it better. It might be better to do it that way.
Easier for you.
And then we're going to make like a halpia custard, like a lilikoi, a little syrup or a drizzle on there.
Yeah.
Just serve it with some ice cream. You know?
Go.
It'll be real simple, real
good.
What's the
name of that one, Zach? Yeah.
That was going to be called... It was originally... It said a lot of names.
Oh, that title's a little risky. The title for that one.
It was originally called The Bullet Side.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Yeah.
I said no, bro.
That's controversial.
That was like a tentative title we had. I didn't know if that was...
So then
we're going to go live with that one.
We didn't go live with that one. So we were like, how can we kind of PG that one out? So then
I'm
in love with a one-night stand.
There you go.
Okay.
Which was kind of, you know... But then it went into the salute to the Howlies course. But then what it came down to was the final, after all the decisions, I'm in love with a one-night stand.
Okay.
You know, because...
I support it.
I don't want a beer man.
Yeah.
You know?
So, did you ever hear that song before? The Hawaiian music song?
I bet if you guys
like
were to play
it,
yeah, I would know.
Oh, you'll hear it then.
Yeah.
So that's good. So that course is going to be all Hawaiian music.
Yes.
Skanking.
Yeah.
A lot of skanking going on. Good that, by that time, right?
I think so. That's what people will be skanking. Drop, baby, drop.
Yeah.
Hot Hawaiian nights. We're all just going to go.
There
and just. Know. Yeah, hopefully not. But it probably will. And then that's it. Really.
That's the dinner.
That's fantastic.
That is it.
If that is not a five mic.
That's 5 mics, right?
Selection
it's gonna
food.
Be fun, man. It's gonna be a real fun,
yeah,
you know,
fun.
A fun evening.
It'll be fun. It'll be unlike any of these other types of dinners. Well, you've seen them before, but
yeah, it won't be too uppity. It'll be like kind of played down
exactly.
A little bit. It's gonna be real fun.
That's,
you know,
that's
casual.
The thing with this. Yes, it'll be casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have movies playing on the screens here.
Okay.
We're gonna have North Shore playing.
There you go.
Right. Big Trouble, Little China playing. So periodically, as we cut back into us, we're gonna have to try and like go word for word with what North Shore is saying. Like we have to just keep going.
Oh.
So okay, we're back and we're at this part of North Shore. Okay, what do they say? Okay, Chandler, and then we'll just, you know, keep that going. We have the game, Who Dis? We play the Who Dis music game.
Yes.
We have a grand prize for this thing.
Oh, grand prize?
What's the prize? What are we giving out?
Grand prize.
Here we go. Breaking news, everyone. We have
might be you, man. Who knows?
A t-shirt.
A sticker.
Sticker.
The Light Slap sticker will be yours. We're going to have a spa package from the the Honolulu Club.
This is news for me.
Breaking news. A spa package. Massage. The thing you do with the toes, the pedicure.
So I guess we're not entering it, right?
Well...
We can't win
Well, this is going to happen. Okay, we're going to give all the secrets away here. Okay, so they're going to have a battle between all the tables. And then the winner of that challenge is us.
Oh.
And then we go at it with them. And then if they can somehow... Not going to happen. If they can somehow take us out, then...
Didn't you guys win at the last dinner?
That yeah,
we went to?
Yeah.
The Cocoa Head dinner?
We lost one. One song.
You guys did good.
So that will... What happens? We'll probably give it to the winner.
Yeah.
Out of sympathy. Out of just, yeah.
Sympathy, you better feel sorry for people.
Yeah.
So that's tentatively what's going to happen.
Wow,
so
hey. There you go.
I think, I think Sky's going to have some wine donated as well. That usually is the prize.
There might be some wine.
Shout out to Sky. Yeah. Shout out to Sky, man. It's true.
So I tell you what, it's going to be something, man. I'm excited, man.
I'm ready.
You ready for this?
I'm ready for it. Kevin, you ready?
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
You born ready?
Yeah.
Born ready. I got like 3 events before that event.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're very tired.
My brain's going to explode.
Everybody's tired.
But you know what? That's the last event of the night, baby.
That's it.
Saturday night, bro. Just give me a whole bottle of wine, bro.
Saturday, how about that? You want to see Kevin drink a whole bottle of wine live?
Oh, hell, I don't know. I don't even like wine.
That wouldn't do it.
I'm actually looking forward to different drinks and the beer. You know, I want to hear the beer education.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be unlike anything, right?
Hideo's gonna be doing the beer education.
Yeah, Hideo's gonna be doing the beer. Then you're gonna have the sake course, we have the wine course, the cocktail. Yeah.
Who's doing sake? Sky.
Sky, yeah. So Sky's gonna do the wine and the sake.
Right.
And then the Lord Flores.
Oh, the Lord! Shout out to the
12th Avenue Grill. You'll be doing the amuse-bouche cocktail and the dessert cocktail.
Yeah, I think that's a nice touch. It's not all wine. We got some different kinds of drinks in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you mix alcohol, you know what happens.
Yeah, so that's going to get a little loose.
Skanking at the end of the night.
then someone starts swearing out of their ass.
Someone's going to be swearing. Someone's going to be yelling, swearing at girls.
Someone swears at girls.
Someone's going to be yelling at girls on IG story. People will be turning red. Don't forget that. All allergies are going to kick in.
You're
sniffling.
Allergic?
I take my allergy meds before.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
I'll be ready.
Oh, you're ready. All right.
If you're mixing different liquors, people are not going to be able. Not everyone's
going to get out of control a little bit. Yeah,
yeah,
it's good.
It's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Cool, man, that's cool. It's a controlled environment, right? Downtown.
I think so.
Just push them out with the rest of the weekends.
I think yes.
Drop them off on Hotel Street.
Yeah, we'll just go to Hotel Street afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, right after the event.
Yeah, I don't
see what's going on.
I don't want to confirm, but I think we're probably going to end up there.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen.
At this place called Encore Saloon with all the psychotics, they'll be all there. Just don't do the luge. You seen this?
I've never done the luge. I don't know. I don't know about it.
Oh, good.
I don't want to do it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good answer. To make your mom
stay
with him or something?
It's this thing. Okay, there's a psychopath that works there who's the bar manager.
Who's that? Oh, okay. He's
refried
nameless.
Refried potato.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I think I know.
You know who this is.
I know. Yeah.
You have met him before as well.
I met him.
He has this long thing. It looks like an icicle. And it's a luge, basically. He's going to get the mezcal. He's going to pour it. And then you got to drink it. And he's been filming everybody do this.
Yeah.
So everybody's putting their mouth on this thing.
Oh.
So I'm just going to say, hashtag STDs.
Oh, hey, bro. It's coming for you.
FCDFQ.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing it. And he's posting nonstop about every single person doing this, putting their mouth on this thing.
Oh.
He's not
they should have like a connector or something. When you go do the hookah, they give you the little tip, that you put on.
They
should do something like that.
You're drunk already. So
yeah.
They're a bunch of psychos.
We'll bring it up. We'll tell them about that. He could have a little connector.
A little connector piece. He'll listen to us. But that's the after party, everyone.
Yeah.
So in case you're not going, meet us at the after party.
Yeah.
Encore Saloon, and don't do the luge.
Don't do it.
But
stay away.
By the time you guys hear this, this will be done already, right?
What do you mean? The
podcast.
No, this will come out today.
Friday. Oh, yeah, today.
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
Well, today's Wednesday, that's right.
See, sorry, see, that's a sign. See,
they're,
that's
they're
a sign.
Crazy already, Rob.
We're going crazy.
Oh, no, because usually it comes out Thursday, come out Thursday. Yeah, they will be hearing this. That's right.
They're going to be hearing this before Saturday.
So if you're hearing this, go down to Earl Kai McKee. What's the address of Earl Kai McKee?
1137 11th Avenue.
Right, like we always say.
It's kind of hidden, too. It's hidden. So it's located behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, in the parking lot.
Is there
street view. You can't see it from the street.
Is there what's next to you guys? There's a bunch of other businesses.
There's like Island Brew Coffee House that's right next to us, and then Himalayan Kitchens upstairs. Yeah. Happy Days, Big City, Kimchi. They moved.
Oh, Jamaica.
Yeah, Jawai and Ari Drip moved across the street now. Oh. So they're like on the other side of Big City Diner now.
Oh, we got to do the commercial then, because we've been saying Jawai and Ari Drip in the commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, we got
to change. I used to say that all the time in my spiel when telling people where we were, and now it's like hard for me to take it out of there.
Next
but
to Pillbox.
You know? Yeah, next to Pillbox. Yeah.
I saw the locals know where that spot is.
Yeah, next to Stu from Pillbox.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, he's the man, that guy.
And hours for the hours for the spot? What's the hours?
10 to 4 every day, every 7 day. Days a week, 10 to 4.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's in the future for Earl Kai McKee?
Hopefully a new store, man. We're really close to signing a new deal over in Kaka'ako. We got to see.
Breaking
close.
News.
Yeah. When that's 100% official, we're going to share it, you know?
Oh, okay.
But we're looking, you know?
Excellent.
Yeah.
In Kaka'ako, where in that salt?
Yeah, right around the salt area, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How you going to clone yourself for that?
I just hired a second manager over at the store for Kai McKee right now, you know? So big shout out to Aaron, big shout out to Kristen. They're holding it down.
There we go.
You know? The whole staff, everybody over there.
There's a good staff, you guys.
Yeah.
They're good, fun guys.
Yeah.
I like especially the one who said the three greatest rappers of all time was Migos.
Just all of Migos. All three members of Migos.
All three members of Migos.
He doesn't work there anymore.
Oh,
yeah, he's. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure.
Just throw him out in the rubbish.
He's gone. Yeah, no, good kid though. It's not because of his love for Migos.
When I heard that, I was hilarious.
Fire!
That's the greatest.
2 week notice.
Well, but it's great staff, great people. It's very welcoming, like you mentioned.
Yeah, that's the vibe that we're going for, man. You know.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people should be going for.
I think so, but some people don't.
It's just strange.
Some people don't go for it. I don't know what they're going for, but they're not going for that.
I can't go for that.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
is it gonna be what's the differences from the Kaka'ako?
We're gonna do breakfast and we're gonna do lunch and probably dinner. We're just gonna do it all. We're gonna do everything.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah. We're gonna just really just kind of make longer hours of operation and stuff like that. But just I'm excited to make a new breakfast menu. Maybe do some like Friday and Saturday do some dinner stuff. Have like some burgers and some grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
You know, like we've done like burger and grilled cheese pop ups and stuff in the past. You know, so to put that stuff on a menu.
Will there be a dine in?
Oh yeah, there's gonna be dining in effect. But maybe like two or three times the size of the store over here.
Okay.
You know?
Will there be a full bar?
No, but we might have a liquor license.
Really?
Yeah.
There you
yeah,
go.
But not a full bar. We would just maybe do like some like a couple specialty cans of beer and maybe like a couple
like Coca-Cola. Small thing.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I have to ask, will the donut burger come back?
I mean, I think it should. Maybe the donut breakfast burger, you know, make a homemade sausage patty, kind of spice it up real nice, you know, and just have be like a breakfast burger on a donut. That'd be good, man.
I'll tell you what, I follow the IG as the kids call it, man.
Yeah.
And I see the specials you have are insane. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
All of them that have been, there's some other breakfasts. Sandwich. Did you do like another sandwich?
So we used to do breakfast over in Kai McKee and then we had stopped. It was working, but for whatever reason we decided not to do it. I just really focus on lunch for now, you know? But we do specials, like we do breakfast for lunch sometimes.
Yeah.
And we'll do like specials like breakfast sandwiches and stuff for lunch. But yeah, we always try to change the menu, bro. We always try to do specials, just like not be complacent, you know? Just not like stand still and be like, this works.
Right.
Let's kinda hold on to that and like not sink.
Right.
You know? So we're just trying to push, you know, do cool stuff, do events. That's why you guys like asked me to do the event. I was like, hell yeah. Let's do it.
This is why we're all here.
Yeah.
This is why we're all here.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, let's go. It's going to be great.
This is going to be good times, man. Any final questions for the man?
Favorite hip-hop.
Here we go. Yes.
Okay.
Favorite hip-hop.
My top two favorite artists are Kanye West and MF Doom.
Yes.
Those are my two favorite hip-hop artists.
See that
they are. They really are, you know?
Coming soon, maybe.
Old Kanye, too. New Kanye. Old Kanye, I like, but last three or four albums he put out, you know?
Okay.
Yeezus, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Life of Pablo. That's my jam right there. I love those three albums,
soon,
you know?
Potential. Kanye, MF Doom dinner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine? You thought this dinner's wacky.
Wow.
We talked about that a little bit. That's what we were thinking about doing. And then we decided to kind of... Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
maybe that'll happen next month.
I tell you.
Maybe.
That'd be pretty easy to do, actually.
I think I might have the menu made for that one.
Yeah.
Already. I don't know.
I mean, Doom does have an album called Food. So, I mean,
well, yeah. He
Kanye,
does.
You can name everything after Kanye.
There's all kinds of stuff you can name.
Yeah.
See, all things... Brewing, I guess you want to say. Yeah, all coming up soon. Well, thank you very much, man.
Yes, thanks, my brother.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Always. Appreciate it. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Let me get one last horn.
Do the siren. Just go. Go with it.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Time is over. Kevin the Catalyst, yeah. DJ Zach Morris. Special guest, Justin B. Moore.
All right.
Yeah.
Episode two.
Episode
Ill Communication.
Two. That's right. Correct.
Season 6. Woo!
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Yo, guys, this is Justin from Earl Kaimuki. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimuki, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right, guys, shoots. Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Baby, love you. Where the odds go.
You say they never saw this coming, well you're not alone. $1 million renovations to a happy home. My ex said she gave me the best years of her life. I saw a recent picture of her, I guess she was right. I wake up, accessing the damages. Checking media takeout. Pictures of me drunk walking out with a bitch, but it's blurry enough to get the fake out. I wake up all veggies, no eggs. I hit the gym all chest, no legs. Yeah. Then I make myself a smoothie. Yeah. Then me and wifey make a movie. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. Underlay, E-I-E-I. Uh-oh, you had me driving far enough to switch the time zone. You was the best of all time at the time, though. Yeah. You wasn't mine, no. But I still drove 30 hours. Yeah, I still drove 30 hours to you. Yeah. I remember rapping for Jay and Cam.
Sleep Time's Over. Cap with the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 6, Episode 2. I'm getting it really fluent. This today I must be on point.
This is great.
Yeah. Ill communication.
Correct.
Yes. Why? Because we all need to communicate and sometimes it gets ill.
Got that right. This is Episode 2.
Yeah.
Last week was Episode 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Case in point, we went backwards on our episodes, but why do we have to do episodes for?
Ask myself that every time we do these.
We just kind of went with it. That's my fault. Anyway. We're going to do
Take
time, waste time, quick fire topics.
Yes.
Then we're going to get back into the Mount of Rushmores.
We got to do it. So let's go quickly. What we got?
What you got?
Okay, well, let's go with it. Marco Polo. Mr. Kirk McGurk comes out.
Kirk.
We don't know. We don't know what caused it. We don't know.
What kind of investigators do we have?
That's what I'm saying. What are you telling me?
You want to get the local uncles in there. Oh, look, I gave him fire.
Look, yeah.
Oh, bugger burnt over there.
Over there, burnt more than that side. Okay.
So I guess maybe, what you think? No more sprinkler.
So what I can determine, what I can ascertain.
That's a great, finally I hear a good local brother voice from you.
Hey, thanks. Hey, thanks.
Keep going with that. There you go.
Hey, Mr. Reynolds, my wife used your rap. Sorry, that was from something else. But you telling me that these guys, this investigation going on and on and on.
Right.
This happened in July.
Was it July?
This was in July, this fire.
Wow.
These suckers, okay.
Wait, so Compose has been homeless this whole time?
Compose is not homeless.
Didn't he Marco Polo?
Yes, but he's not there in that floor.
Oh,
he's on the other side.
Oh, okay, sorry.
My goodness. Goodness gracious.
All right.
He still has a home. Okay. But, Compose, you're probably, rolling your eyes.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying this right now. How can, after all this time, they do not have a determination? Think of it this way. There are two people that ran out of
there. Right.
The guy and the girl they ran out, they found them.
Right.
They both said the story of something just all of a sudden caught on fire. Did you read what their story was?
I only heard briefly on this to the news.
No, they had propane tanks in their condo.
What the heck are you doing with that?
Because she's a jewelry maker.
Oh.
She had the butane lighters and that kind of stuff. But they're all in the living room. And then all of a sudden, they smelled smoke, and all of a sudden, there was a fire.
Wow.
Something ignited.
And it just torched the place.
It torched the living room.
How did the fire get so from the big, bruh?
Because this is what the two dummies did, okay?
Well, I didn't show gasoline.
I'm going to ask you this, okay, as a responsible citizen, okay, who makes KHON commercials. Right. You see a fire.
Right.
Let's say, if, for instance, God help us, a fire in this store.
Yeah.
What's your first thing you're going to do? You see a little mini fire.
I've got my fire extinguisher?
Correct.
Right.
If you did not have a fire extinguisher, what would you do?
What kind of fire is it?
A regular fire. Like see the fire, like maybe the size of half this desk that we record this.
Water?
Okay.
Try to stamp it out.
Try to stamp it out, right.
Right.
But the main thing is you try to put it out.
Yeah.
These two idiots decide, oh, there's a fire. I guess we should leave. And they ran out.
What?
They did not put out the fire and they ran out with the door open. That was what led to the fire going and attacking everything else.
Yeah.
They didn't even attempt to put
the fire. They admitted that.
Yes.
Ooh.
So does now what does that mean? So now are they arrested? Will they be fined? What is gonna consequence gonna happen?
Arson. They gotta be charged with arson.
In like maybe like some, maybe a third degree.
Third
or something.
Degree, but they gotta be charged,
gotta with,
something
be charged with something.
If the source was their house, regardless of if it was an accident or some random spark, it's still technically they that started.
Yeah, so that I say would be the culprits of this. But to still be, but they don't know what started the fire.
They don't know if it's that blue propane tank.
If the propane tank that blew up or something.
Bro, you better start selling some jewelry, bruh.
You better be selling all the cubic zirconia.
Yeah, but selling them all.
So that's all the determinants. So they're going to get in more experts. And they said they're not going to be able to figure this out for another couple years.
No, they're not.
They said it's going to take them 2 years. You know what? Call it, when is the election?
All right. Who's investigating this? Pink Panther.
Inspector Crusoe.
Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget probably there. with Dottie.
Dottie, old man.
Penny.
Penny.
Forget it, these guys. It's so stupid.
Who is the damn inspectors for this?
I don't know. Three Stooges, bro. 2 years.
Brad. 2 years.
Mo, Larry, and Nevermind. Okay, because they don't know what they're doing.
Hawaii.
2 years.
This is Joai. It's not in Hawaii anymore. This is Joai.
We're in the state of Joai.
And we want sovereignty. 2 years to figure out. I got the answer. Those people did it. Pa already.
And then that's it.
Charge them third degree arson. Insurance kicking, all that stuff kicking. Well, they had the asbestos, right?
Thing There's went that on. Too. They have an asbestos
right?
issue.
So the fire, somebody from fire is suing the fire because the firefighters.
Didn't handle that right.
Didn't handle it right.
Yeah.
They didn't know there was asbestos, so they had the proper ventilation.
That's right.
So all the firefighters, 20 years from now, possibly could have lung cancer.
Correct.
Right? Like the guys used to work on the ship in Pearl Harbor.
Correct, yes.
So this is one of those ones, if I was a firefighter and that was a possibility, I would take precautionary steps right now.
Yep.
Put in a lawsuit, something pending.
Right.
Because you don't want to be the young old buck old firefighter, 29 years old, and you come 69 years old, you come dying of lung cancer.
That's right.
You find out it's through asbestos.
From this event.
From this event. And you have nothing to back you up.
So that just sums up how Joai is just jacked.
Wow.
He's all jammed up.
So pretty serious.
Caldwell, we got to get out of here. Caldwell. Yeah, this was serious. This was a serious situation.
Kurt Mugger, brah.
Well, we both know people that live in this building.
Yeah.
We had one on last week as our guest.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So this is a serious situation for them.
But probably lives in a penthouse, brah. There you go.
And then here's another thing. One final thing on this Marco Polo thing. All the people that can't get into their units, this is what I've been hearing. It's breaking news. I'm going to tell you right now. Breaking news. People that have been slowly going back to their apartments are finding stuff stolen.
Of course.
Because these guys who have the only access to the place are going into people's apartments.
Guarantee, bro.
How dirty is that?
What is Marco Polo, bro? He's a thief, bro.
That's true.
He went inside Genghis Khan, Gubla Khan, every Khan, bro. He's a Khan.
He's a Khan. He's a Khan. William Shatner says Khan really loudly. But why would... I mean, not that reference. So it's just like, how spit in your face is that? You can't go to your apartment because it's on fire. And then the moment you finally able to everything do it after stolen. Weeks, things are stolen. Jewelry is stolen. Valuables are stolen.
That sucks.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go after those guys.
Well, you know what those it workers? Is? It's maybe not the worker. It's probably other people in the building, guarantee.
But no one's allowed on those floors. Except... those services of fire department, those kind of people.
Ooh, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. What's going on there? That's some rubbish. So that's it. I'm through with this.
Speaking of Kurt McGregor, real quick.
Here we go.
I just want to address something. People on bikes not using the bike lane, bruh. Real quick. Irritating the heck out of me. As you know, I'm on McCully every day.
Yes.
I'm getting almost ran over by a bike on the sidewalk every day.
There you go. That sums it up, right?
Next person that comes on, push them over, bruh.
You should. Clothesline them. Be ultimate warrior, bruh. Close them.
I snap. I tell them, hey, use the other side. Get a whole two bike lanes over there.
You tell them. What they tell you?
Under my breath.
Oh. Tell him, be howly, bro. Yell at him,
bro. No shades, be howly.
Tell him.
Nah, if it gets to a point, bro, I still want to see me and my kids on the sidewalk. And the most irritating part is, I'll be on the sidewalk, and you feel that dealing, someone's behind you.
Yeah.
And it's the bike guy kind of doing that balancing act, right?
Right.
Because they don't know which way to go.
Right.
And I almost want to lay my hands out and walk like that. And be like, get out of here.
Try to come by me. Yeah, exactly.
It's irritating.
It's stupid. Yes.
It's like you literally have a bike lane on the other side. Two lanes.
Yeah.
You can go drift in the other lane you like.
Exactly.
But it's for you.
Exactly.
Use the damn thing.
People don't know how to use things when given to them. That's what it comes down to.
Exactly. And then we want sovereignty.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Bro.
That's a recurring theme here in this not going to happen.
That's just me and Hawaiian.
That's your Hawaiian blood.
Speaking of sovereignty.
Here we go.
HPD is seeking a man accused of stealing a case of spam.
That's right.
I got rhyming bars.
That's pretty good.
And then he punched the security officer.
Good. That's what you should be doing when you take your case of spam. Punch everybody out.
Do you know, on the west side, they put corned beef behind the counter?
Why?
I think the Samoans like the corned beef.
Really?
They Charlie like the corned beef. Yes. The corned beef is behind the counter.
You gotta see some proper identification. Like that?
Can I get a corned beef? Can I see some identification, please, Mr. I get coconut.
I get one t-shirt.
So pretty soon...
I can't believe this. You're
spam
serious?
Is going to be put behind the counter, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Good Lord. Forget it. Yep. Rubbish. Taking case of spam. For what? What are they going to do over there with that spam?
Funny part about it is I have a friend back in high school that took PlayStations.
That's more viable than spam.
From the holiday market.
Really?
He literally walked in there, threw a couple PlayStations in there.
Really?
And pushed it out like nothing.
Really?
And then they had a picture of him on the... They took a camera shot of him and posted on the front of the holiday marts.
Oh.
So when we walked in, we're like, oh, crap, there it is! He got away with it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He should secretly go back and autograph it and be like, best wishes. Keep it up.
I wonder where the best wishes. Thanks, eh?
Thanks, eh? Yeah.
Thanks,
eh? Wow.
Anyway.
Moving on from that one.
Moving on. What else
we
got?
All right, let's go. I gotta throw this out there right now before I forget. I had a good day in the sports world.
Hey, okay? Congratulations.
I'm usually stressed, okay? I'm a stressful person.
Right.
I'm tired, I'm stressed. But not this past Monday and Tuesday.
Hey.
As we tape this show on Wednesday, let's start with Monday.
There you go.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans of July. They still use that song. And they're gonna be playing the Indianapolis Colts. It's pretty good. That's why you make beats. Andrew Luck was not playing. There's more to it. Okay. Andrew Luck was not playing, but they had Jacoby Brissett. It's a cool name.
Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett.
I forget what college you went to.
Smooth brother
Brissett.
So,
is he a brother?
He's a brother, yes.
How so, do you do?
He's okay. He's doing all right for them.
Right.
But the Titans have never beat the Colts in 11 tries. The last time they beat the Colts was in 2011.
Right.
So already a stressful game. Bottomacus is returned.
Yes.
Back from injury.
He's still kind of injured though, right?
Still kind of injured.
Yeah, respect, brah.
So here's the things, quick notes of that game that were positives.
Right.
Second half, the defense adjusted.
Yes.
The first half was horrible.
Right.
Second half, the defense adjusted. They shut him down.
Right.
Bottomacus, who is not known as a pocket passer.
Exactly.
Became a pocket passer that night.
Awesome.
And he did great. Threw 300 yards.
Wow.
300 yards, did not scramble hardly at all, was in the pocket.
Yeah, I watched the highlights.
So very impressive. And then what they did was what worked. The run game worked, finally. So you go with the 1-2 punch, DeMarco Murray,
hey.
Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry took it to the house at the end. They sealed the deal.
Yeah, they have pretty good running backs.
They got good running backs, yes.
So is this pocket passer thing might be the answer?
It might be. I don't know, because they're supposed to be a run-first team.
Right.
And then they go with the passing. I think that's working. Just save Marcus.
If it works, bro. Save brother Marcus, bro.
So that works.
Stop him rolling out, bro. Just have him stay in the pocket and get rid of it.
Right, exactly. But then, yeah. So play calling still suspect because you get Mike Full of Malaki as the coach. That's what's going to happen. You get okay, here you go. Here's a stupid play that got me all pissed off. I put it on the IG story, I think. You go first and goal. You need 5 yards. You're going to go run I formation. Who are you going to give it to?
First and goal.
You're in I formation. Who are you going to give it to?
Who?
It's a no-brainer question.
Henry.
The running back.
Okay.
They give it to the tight end to go run in
the... We talked about this already.
I'm like, that's what I'm saying.
Second time.
This guy is full of Malaki.
You give it to the tight end.
You give it to Delaney Walker to go run the ball in. Guess what happened? Lost the 4 yards.
Oh, my God.
All right?
What did he do? He went in motion and they gave it to him or something?
Yes. It's just stupid. Because Malaki, if you guys remember, all you Steelers fans out there, I know all you guys all West Side, you guys like the Steelers. You remember Mike Malarkey was the offensive coordinator of Pittsburgh Steelers. In that time, they had a guy by the name of Jerome Bettis.
Yes.
Which they ran the exotic smash mouth style.
Yeah.
That is what Malarkey's doing. This is not Jerome Bettis, bruh. Never mind this running, giving the tight end the ball.
Why did he give the tight end the ball?
Because he's trying to be cute.
Of all of my Pop Warner years of playing football, and 1 year of freshman ball, which I quit.
Okay.
I know.
There you go.
And that's why we don't restore our team, bro.
That's why.
I like this.
I like this team. I like it. All right, so Monday, I was feeling all right. Tuesday night, I go right back to being stressed out because the NBA opening night was there. Houston Rockets of Houston going into that La La Land bandwagon, Empire of the Sun. Golden State Warriors brought a bandwagoner's bandwagon.
That is the bandwagon.
That place needs to be sent to Seattle. Yeah, give them back a team.
There you go, bro. I like that.
I don't like the Warriors. So, Warriors, it was at the Warriors. It was at the Warriors home game, their home opener, where they had the banner. Get the rings. Kevin Durant all sad and happy and crying, but he's thanking God. And then you got Steph Curry over there. He's trying to make any kind of shots and smiling. Everybody's smiling. Whatever. All right? So then we have the new look Houston Rockets. We have Chris Paul. Will the Chris Paul, James Harden experiment work?
Yes.
So, business as usual first half. We were down by 10, down by 14. It was 22-9 to start the game. So I'm like, all right, business as usual. You can't outscore the Warriors.
Yeah.
So you don't play that game. You're going to have to do something different. And what you do different is defense.
All right.
Fourth quarter, they outplayed them 34-20.
Wow. In the fourth quarter. D'Antonio defense?
D'Antonio said, come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Okay.
He said.
We're doing 1-3-1, bro.
I think so. Right. Run the snake. Exactly.
Run the snake. Picket fence. Don't watch the paint dry.
That's good. See, you played some ball. So they readjusted. They adjusted and they played defense.
Right.
Chris Paul was dealing with a knee injury, so he got taken out.
Yeah, exactly. So didn't have Chris Paul either.
Didn't have Chris Paul in there.
Wow.
So the big key factors were the other signees. PJ Tucker, good defensive player who can shoot a three. And then, of course, can't forget Africa's own Luke Mbah-Amute.
Oh, wow.
Great defensive wing player from the Clippers.
Yeah.
He's friends with Chris Paul, I think. And they pulled it off, Of course, Durant, he had that last second shot.
Yes.
But because he's such a lanky guy and his fingernails and takes so long to leave. Exactly. The Raptor fingers cannot work because the buzzer red, the light went on.
Should have gave it to Curry, bro. I would have went in.
Well, Curry did take the shot. He missed. And then it was rebounded by Durant. And then Durant, because his fingers are too long.
You know what? There's 81 more games.
Correct. Yeah, so of course, anybody out there saying, why are you gloating so much getting 81 games? I know, shut up. All I'm saying is I don't like the Warriors, and it's a great way to start the season because you get to shut them down because they're getting the title,
yeah.
And they're getting the rings, and everybody crying and sad at the same time.
Right.
Crying and happy at the same time, sorry. Crying and sad at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it. So that was what was happening on Tuesday, and of course, shout out to Gordon Hayward.
Oh, yeah, man.
I got to say, yeah, Gordon Hayward, man, that was gruesome stuff, man, and that's... very sad.
He reunited with his coach from college.
Very sad.
Bright, huge hope for that team.
Very sad. Now that's Cleveland automatically going to the finals now. That's it?
Pretty much.
That's it?
Because he's not coming back this year.
Cannot.
I mean, I just hope that he can come back
at all.
Play ball. You know what I mean?
It was bad. It was very bad.
But you know, if it was a clean break, you're better off having that.
You need a clean break. Yeah. So if not, they're going to have to break other bones to do...
So hopefully it's a clean break. So yeah. Comes together.
Right.
Throw a couple biotics in there, you know, like they do nowadays.
That's right, morphine. You got
throw them up, bro. He'll be ready in 2 weeks.
Wow. Oh! Excuse me. All right. Okay.
You good with your sports?
That's enough of my gloating.
All right. You gotta do it, Rockets, bottom Rockets.
You know, I lead a stressful life, okay?
Rockets,
my teams, I'm the only fan of these teams, okay?
True, very true.
I'm the only Titans fan, all right? Never mind the Razor Concepts fans. Never mind the Cam Swap Meet, all this kind of Woodward Mall. They don't know who Delaney Walker is.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's good.
They don't know who Derrick Henry is.
Yeah.
So that's why I stress out.
Derrick Henry went to Nebraska.
Really?
Alabama? Alabama?
Yeah, it was Alabama.
It was one of those corn states.
Correct.
Anyway, that's all along. Speaking of Marcus Buttermarcus and Derrick Henry jerseys, bruh.
Let's go.
Target is opening in Alabama.
Yes. How about it?
Get the Target, get the Walmart 1 minute away.
Yeah. That place is going to be on fire.
What do you think,
Target? Insane. I was going to ask you this because you live closer to a Target than I ever have. Because Target first opened in Aiea, which then moved to, they had a second one in Kailua, right? Yeah. So have you gone to any of those?
I went to the one in Kapolei.
Okay.
The one in like Moanalua-ish, Salt Lake-ish.
Oh.
That's the only ones I've been to. I've never been to the Kailua one.
Okay. Are you a fan?
I don't really go to Target to buy anything, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a good, like, better selection of, like, food products, actually, than Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah, not as generic.
Right.
But besides that, Target doesn't really offer anything for me.
Isn't Target, like, supposedly just the cleaner man's Walmart?
Yeah.
It's like Walmart,
like,
but less third world.
Walmart, Target.
Yeah.
It's almost like Old Navy, Banana Republic, and
Gap.
Gap.
Yeah, right. Old Navy, Gap, Banana Republic. Right.
Same deal, yeah.
Right.
And look, Kmart, we're out of business.
Yeah.
So now you only have...
Walmart is now the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Yeah. I mean...
Well, that location, the Keamoku Walmart, is the bottom of the barrel.
I don't like going to that.
That's a death trap.
Yeah, I don't like going to that.
You need a passport for going there.
Right. That place has got to make the most money ever.
I think so, because it's not... It's always packed.
Doesn't it always feel like there's a storm?
Yeah.
Like, it's like the kind of, like, you know, like... When the storm is coming.
Right. Hurricane coming. You got to buy all your batteries.
That's what it feels like every single time.
It's always packed in there. The L&L, always packed. Amazing.
That might be the worst L&L.
Yes, exactly. So you're going to have Target in there. And I don't know what other types of stuff is inside Target. You know how L&L is in Walmart? Is there
something? A lot of good home stuff. That's what people like.
Oh,
the
okay.
Home good. Like, you know,
oh, home.
Like furnishings.
Furnishings, yes. Yeah. Furniture. Okay.
But I mean, I guess it'll do fine. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll want to check it. I'll check it out.
I mean, I'll check it out, but I mean, I don't know what else is gonna.
But there's gonna be like for what you need there, right? There's not really anything we need there.
Yeah, I never go to Target saying I need something.
Correct.
Walmart is way more like, it's practical.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like an everyman's thing.
There
Target
you go.
Is if like, well, you need a new duvet or something, you know?
You never know.
Yeah, you know,
I
need a new duvet.
Yeah, that might be happening.
A new vase. You know what I mean?
I would like to get a vase.
I don't have a crate and barrel, so you just get a crate. Anyway, moving along.
We'll see.
Oh, people have been asking us from the last podcast. Ebra, can you never cover that M&M, brah? Yeah. So, we're going to address it.
All right.
Waste time. Anyway, moving along. I say it's waste time. So many people were like, oh, yeah, M&M. So great, brah. You got to stand for that, man. You have a voice. You got to let people know. F them if they believe in Trump. Ah, come on, people. You serious? Eminem doesn't give two shakes about you.
He does not care.
It's all a publicity.
He has a new album coming out.
Why else would he do this?
Exactly. So he can go into his little tirades and he can go into his little freestyle raps.
Yeah, which is terrible. I thought it was whack.
And he's rhyming over no beat, which is even more
that's the worst,
generic
dude.
Already. So you're just coming off as some slam poet
yeah.
trying to get some girlies to come meet you after the show to go downtown. So it doesn't matter. So it's a publicity stunt. I never was really a fan of Eminem's albums.
That's funny. I never was too, man.
I never found it.
First album I thought was interesting. Like, you know, just the psychotic
right,
angle.
Right.
But after that, I'm like, eh.
Eminem's best verses are when he's guest starring on other guys' stuff. If you notice this. Eminem can't do a song on his own. This was brought up to by the sommelier. Sommelier had this point about Eminem. He feels Eminem... Always because he's a battle rapper, if he's in the studio recording with some other guy, he's going to try and outdo him. So that gives him a more of an edge.
Yeah.
Rather than him being by himself
right.
in his studio. So that it was basically, and the formula worked obviously, because like he meets up with Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre puts some kiddie beats over his psychotic lyrics.
Yeah.
Perfect formula.
Works good.
Howlies love him.
Great white god, bro.
Exactly. So for him to just, you know, alienate the audience, which I'm thinking is more so.
I'm
going to
draw a line.
Yeah.
If you like Trump, then you're not my fan.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, way.
Yeah. I mean, like, why? What is that Stupid. Supposed to do? What does that do?
So late in the game.
Yes.
That's how you know it's a stunt. Because he's a king of shock value, right?
Yeah.
Britney Spears, all that stuff, like dissing all these people. He's done Moby. Yeah. This is what he does for a living, yes. People. Yes. Don't start getting on knots.
Yeah, it's not like he's taking a stand, like he'd be president or something. No.
Where has he been all this time?
Exactly.
Exactly. Got a new album? Now I'm going to make my stand. Everybody's cheering like, oh, man. That's how bad we are as sheeple, bro. We're just sheep.
This is what it is. And I just don't think Eminem is good. Eminem is a good battle rapper. That's it. I don't like Eminem's albums. I don't like Eminem's songs.
I like his beats.
His beats are all...
I think if he had better beats, he'd be better. He'd be better making better music.
Well,
you know, he started making his own beats, right?
Yeah.
That's like mad, just straight keyboard. Ding, 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 ding.
That's
ding.
It. Psycho Beats.
So it's whatever. I'm done with it. It was
whatever. I tried. I just thought it was like, okay, Eminem, cool, we're on.
I'm tired of all this attacking, the political attacking, because it's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I respect the people that are physically doing things.
You physically do something.
That's been doing it from the jump.
You know? Not Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, not Eminem.
God.
Not all you guys who are just going to go and spot off all your thoughts and prayers.
See, look. Everybody mad now.
See, here comes the cops.
Come on, arrest us for talking like this.
There comes a Chapo coming in. You'll shut him down right now.
There you go. My far life from Chapo coming in.
Wow.
Hey, you're talking about Eminem.
The guy who opened up Sonic. What's that guy? Two Mafala. Whatever.
The brothers, right?
Yeah. They're coming, whatever their names are.
Anyway.
What else?
I'm mad already. What else you got over there?
I'm all tired. Okay. We got the Target one.
Yeah.
And then we got Marco Polo. So then what else we got? There was one other thing that I wanted to share with you, quite humbly. And that is, good, longtime, close personal friend, Master P.
Hey!
Master P is in the news saying, he's got the hookup, and his hookup will be to create a new football league.
Oh, God.
He wants to battle the National Football League with a new football league.
What is he doing?
And he said his first signee is none other, Colin Kaepernick, bro. God. Colin, you got a job. Master P, take care of you. Master P, take care of you.
What's it going to be? Three-man football.
Well,
Ice Cube can join them.
Apparently, Master P already has a sports league. He has the Global Mixed Gender Basketball League. It's which has signed several former NBA players.
Actually, you heard of this? I never heard of it, but it's pretty smart.
Carlos Boozer is there. Glenn Davis. Metal World Peace is a part of this. It's a mixed gender basketball league.
But that's a great idea.
Which is actually an interesting league. Right. Interesting idea.
Yeah, I think it's better than the 3-on-3.
Interesting idea, right. He also discussed bringing back the United Football League, which I don't remember at all. Do you remember this? The United Football League?
Didn't like Flutie play in that or something?
Flutie plays in all the leagues.
Yeah.
Probably. Kaepernick has been contacted by Master P to be
say
like...
Say no, Kaepernick.
Make him say no.
Make him say no. Not your football league.
Yeah, exactly. Master P with football.
No. I never heard of the what is that called?
The mixed gender league?
Dude, I think that's... Where's that been?
I don't know. I've never heard of it until this article.
Cheryl Swoops with Carlos, dude.
How about that?
He's like
the Boozer Swoops.
Dude, I want to watch. I want to watch that.
Right.
As long as they're ex pros.
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
Right. Like, so I don't know where that is.
You know.
We got all hell breaking loose on Macaulay, bro.
End of the world. Where's that Walmart buying water?
I think so.
But yeah, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know about those football league. It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
NFL got too much juice, bro. Shut it down, bro.
You cannot battle the NFL.
You cannot. You're going to need... I don't know what you're going to need. You're going to need NFL owners to defect. You're going to need... That's the only way it's going to happen.
That's the only way.
But after that, no. Sorry, Master P.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, what else there?
That's it for me, bro.
Let's go with this then. We got to do it. Based off the dinner we got Saturday night, October 21st.
Right.
The Sleep Time's Over dinner.
Yes.
We're going to do something. We're going to do the Mount Rushmore we haven't done in a while.
Yay!
The Mount Rushmore segment is now. And in honor of the dinner.
Right.
And being that it's a course dinner, we're going to go the other way. What are your Mount Rushmore of cheap eats in July?
The Mount Rushmore of cheap eats.
Cheap eats. You like, it doesn't have to be necessarily plain lunch. But just something that's like under $20. How about that? We go under $20 meal.
You know, I introduced you to this place. Last time you bought me a sashimi plate. My favorite place for a poke bowl. And a pretty legit price too. I usually get the poke plate. It has two poke. Has tegu. Has kimchi, rice, furikake, and a drink.
There
for 11 70, I think it
that's,
is.
I tell you what.
And his bass is Kim Okusipu.
There you go. I love it.
That is the greatest cheap beat. You also can get a poke bowl, which is like $9.
Yes.
Which is with Tengu and the, I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah.
I want to eat Kim Okusipu.
We talked to Earl earlier. We're all hungry.
Which is Tengu and was one poke, rice, Tengu, and kimchi.
Right.
That's the poke one. Excellent. That's like $9.
Excellent.
I don't know if there's a drink with it or not, but that's an excellent price.
That's a great price nonetheless. And then you got, well, what I get is always the salmon belly.
Salmon and ahi belly.
Spicy ahi. Ahi belly is great.
And it's
Hawaiian plate is great.
Hawaiian plate is great.
The sashimi with poke plate is great.
Yeah.
It's a good stuff. It's good people in
and
there.
It's good and it's a fairly priced for fish.
Yes, and here's something regarding cheap eats, people. Whenever you go to a place, be sure you get their frequent shopper card.
Yeah, yeah, I got that, yeah.
The punch card is what they call it, and then every 8 meals you get the free one, bro.
There you go.
Cheap,
did
cheap
you get the
people.
Free one yet?
Never get the free one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm close. I'm close.
I got one time.
But they're good. Really?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the punch card currently?
Yes.
All right. There you go. You call them up, they know who you are already.
You call it in? You call
it in? I always call them in.
Oh.
I don't like wait. I'm tired. I'm busy, bro.
That's true.
So I call, tell them, they answer the phone, and they go, yes, you coming? They don't even need to say, I don't even say nothing. I'm like, oh yeah, salmon belly. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Click.
I was wondering about that guy. At the local places, they just say, yeah, yeah. And they're like,
they know already.
They know. Come and they don't got your plate. You're like, oh.
They got it like clockwork.
They're like McDonald's, they get your fries wrong.
Yeah, how's that, huh?
I said no cheese. And they get like
and
triple
then they
cheese.
Put, they put cheese.
That's nice.
Excellent choice.
That's my first choice right there.
Good choice.
Kemoku
like
Seafood.
Like
and they are on the upside of
Micromoku.
Micromoku, baby.
Upper Kemoku.
Upper Kemoku, okay. Which is weird because you'd figure, yeah, anyway.
Kemoku's a big street.
Yeah, so Micromoku.
The micros live up top.
Yeah.
Koreans downtown.
Yeah.
Down Kemoku. Downtown
uptown,
Kemoku.
Micro, downtown Korea.
Correct.
Koreamoku, everything below Beritania.
That's right.
Everything above Beritania. Micromoku.
Beritania is the cutoff. That's right, the big fence.
That's all you. Wait, was it you or was it?
I just made that
you
up.
You made it, right? Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Trying,
what do you got?
Dude,
that's
trying.
The first one.
All right, then. Let's go and we travel from Micromoku. We go to the great region.
No,
of Kalibi.
Okay.
For lack of other things to say. And I have to say that in Kalibi, there is several plate lunch places.
There is several.
Many, many plate lunches.
Yes.
Okay. But I gotta say, and based off of the one time we had the battle, the plate lunch battle,
good battle,
that was seemed like ions ago.
Yeah.
Between Richie's and Bob's, Richie's was the one that won.
Well, yeah.
Right. And I have to say, Richie's.
Hey.
I like Richie's. Drive through, the only
drive through
plate lunch place.
And it just renovated.
Really?
Yeah. It's all nice now, bro.
Oh,
clean.
So the microphone worked.
A lot of cockroaches and threw across the street to diners.
So the girl can hear me now.
No, okay.
The great drive-through service.
Which is basically a tele
yeah.
thingy.
He's like, hello.
It's like you press the button. You can buzz me out.
Yeah, exactly.
It literally is that.
That's a condo. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you go to Richie's drive-through, close at 11. There's a secret in it. Yeah. Yeah. There's a little buzzer thing. It's like the same one they use.
Hello.
Who's this? What you like?
What? Yeah, this is constant that kind of conversation.
What's
but then
last
they
thing
get
you ate there?
The boneless chicken.
Oh. Yeah. I always get the mixed plate, combination plate, gravy all over.
There you go.
With a large drink, right above
$10. Right. That's what you gotta do. You gotta go gravy all over, get
the gravy. You
plenty
don't eat
ranch.
That kind of place, you don't eat healthy, bro.
Yeah. You go in there, you go for it.
Exactly. If you go to Richie's, you do not go and get
the salad.
Healthy food.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's not what you're there for. Right? You go Whole Foods for that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Food and farms.
If you don't want to eat that kind of stuff, don't go there. Drive. Keep driving. Push the gas.
You got to drive way past Kalee.
Yeah.
Because ain't no place healthy to eat Kalee.
No. Not at all.
You're going to have to go to...
Not at all.
North Shore, right?
Pretty much. Kailua. All roads lead to Kailua.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's go. Okay. So we got two thus far. What else
we
got?
We got the same thing so far. Okay.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
See,
what else we got?
Sorry, bro.
Here we go. You call up these guys. You tell them.
Everybody
bring Richie's over here.
Okay, here we go, bruh. This one is a.
What is this?
Everybody would know this one, I think.
Who? Okay.
This place is the low budget. You know my money, bruh. And you need to eat. You get one drink. You get one hot dog, bruh. For $1.50. Oh. Costco, bruh.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. I like it.
And I heard they got rid of the Polish.
Really?
Yeah, someone posted that.
So they just have
hot dog. Oh. Usually go like, oh, Polish, or
yeah, why would they
like,
do that?
Oh, hot dog.
That's bizarre.
Do you remember when they had it at the cart?
Yes.
You go to the cart and they give you the can and the hot dogs? Yes. Well, yes. Long ways Costco has come.
They have come and evolved.
But they even have good. The pizza is $1.99.
The pizza is still good. The chicken bake.
Chicken bake is like $4. They have a brisket. They have like a brisket. It's a red barbecue brisket thing.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they have a barbecue brisket sandwich for like $4 or $5. They got a turkey melt.
Really?
Yes.
I did not see that.
They got
they're evolving.
Chicken salad.
Yeah.
Chicken Caesar salad. They got mocha slush, strawberry slush.
Right.
Ice cream cones.
Well, there you have it. It's that's some true cheap eats.
You can feel like a whole, you can feed like a whole family hot dog and drink for like $10.
That's a true cheap eats right there.
That is the truest cheap eats.
That is $1.50.
Yeah.
I mean, and the hot dog is good.
Yeah, you can put that kind. It's sauerkraut, not like, onion.
You can
mustard,
put whatever you like on there. Put any kind of cream you like, and then. But it comes with a drink, and then that's good. $1.50.
Yeah.
You're not gonna find that anyplace.
$1.50. Then it comes to like $1.62 or something.
Yeah, get your pennies.
All right. Oh, we can talk about the rule though, about this one.
What?
No 7-Eleven.
Oh, yes, right. So that was the criteria for this, everyone.
Yes.
No 7-Eleven being mentioned. Because I could easily mention 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
But.
Because everybody mentions 7-Eleven.
Everybody mentions 7-Eleven, right? It's too easy.
You ever look at where the musubi is at?
Yeah.
Look at the small little, they don't talk about this much. If you look at where you get the musubis, there's a small little ads all up in there.
Yeah.
But I got some major deals, like two musubis, one with Super Slurpee.
Exactly.
And then one side with candy bar, with cotton candy, bro, for $1.
I would open a 7-Eleven. If I get some investors, I would open a 7-Eleven. It's always packed.
That's true, it is.
And I would like to see what the overhead is on this. Because they have all this food.
Yeah.
Everybody's buying it. You get all the kind, rich people, poor people, everybody. Local, Holly, everybody. And they all buying.
Leanne Wong over there. Buddy.
She going everything. Where she's there now. She's yelling at us over there.
What do you like?
Never mind this bamboo to be in my promo. I'm going to get one for real. But I'm telling you, I would have said, if 7-Eleven was on the rule, I would have said I get the tuna egg sandwich. There is the tuna, one
you
tuna
like
sandwich.
Your sandwiches, bro. I forgot about that. Yeah. One tuna, one egg, right?
Yeah. It was like $2.
Is that like reminiscing of UH or something?
I think so.
Like vending machines
again. All roads lead to it. See, it's always indirect memories. You think of the past.
Yeah.
But they have it there, bro. It's good stuff. Cool. This guy wants 7-Eleven, I think. So I was not going to say that. Okay, so you have Sam's Club, Costco.
Yeah.
You have Kimoka Seafood.
Right.
You have, what was the other one?
Sam's Club, Costco, Seafood. That's all I got.
Richie's. Did you have Richie's?
Well, Sam's Club and Costco kind of the same thing.
Okay.
So I said, Kimoko Seafood.
Yeah.
You said Richie's. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I said Costco.
Yeah.
Same. And then Richie's.
Okay. So then to add to that.
What do you have?
I got to go with another old reliable. There's only one left on this island. Best chicken katsu on the island. Oh. Gracie's in, bruh.
Oh, bruh.
Gracie's in. Never mind the bathroom. You go wait. Go home first. Just go. Get the chicken katsu. Chicken katsu burger is there. Show your chicken is good. Don't get the chicken katsu
pretty
curry.
Cheap. Actually pretty cheap too.
$8.
Yeah.
Plate lunch, get the rice, mac salad, gravy. Maybe you can buy cigarette too over there. Maybe buy tobacco.
Oh,
no, you can't really. I'm sorry. But Gracie's is still good. Gracie's is all reliable.
There's only one left up the street. Which by far, I told you guys about this. Did someone die here or something?
I don't know. We got a riot.
Yeah, it's like two military helicopters.
Okay, so everyone listening, we got like a lot of cops just drove by.
And
ambulance. And now
we got
the military helicopter
for helicopters.
So this may be our last show.
Right.
This is it.
Yeah. I can't jump under this table. Plastic,
I'm going to check the news live. We could be having something going on right now.
Career coming on, bro. Because just let you guys know, people. There's nothing we can do if they bomb us.
Correct.
We pretty much dead.
Yeah. So never mind going hiding in someplace for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If we hear the bomb coming, I'm just going to go right out to the sidewalk, bro.
Be like, how's it?
Hello. And that's all.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Okay, so getting back to cheap eats.
sorry.
So Gracie's is in there.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Gracie's,
man.
I'm putting them in there.
Let's do it. Bro.
You're telling me, bro.
Okay.
What else you got?
Great one. I always get the chicken katsu, and I ask for extra chowfun.
Well, excuse me.
Chowfun is good. The chowfun is good there, bro.
They have good chowfun.
They have good chowfun.
They have good mac salad, you know, that kind.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, I got the next one. My last one, I guess.
Here we go.
Because I'm before is super easy and one that everybody would know. It's very convenient. Some people say they have the best poke. But it's not a reason why I'm picking it.
Okay.
It's Foodland, bro.
Okay. Foodland.
Recently, I found that they have this rice with furikake, fried chicken, one fried chicken, and your choice of poke, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great, I guess. A great deal.
You gotta go early. It's over there. See in the poke area. Yeah. You get that, you take it to the brother or sister, they give you the poke. Yeah. Bro, I think it's like $7 or something. Great deal.
Great deal. Yes.
So, I mean,
I agree.
That in general, I guess.
Yeah.
For chicken,
so you gotta go. You gotta go to Foodland Farms. You gotta get this. You gotta get this there. They got plenty.
I go up the street, bro, for the locals, bro. Foodland Farm. Get like the girl from K-102 over there.
She's gonna be over there, yeah.
All the K-102.
Yeah, Lynn Nakagawa gonna be there.
Yeah, all the, what are they? All the weather girls. Yeah. Kelly,
Ashley Nagoka, Simon.
Ashley Nagoka's over there. She's not even on Channel 2.
Yeah.
You know, they're all over there.
They're gonna party.
They're gonna party, bro. They're getting the kind. Drinking kombucha, what do you call that thing that everybody's drinking now?
What are they
kombucha
drinking?
Or whatever, kombucha.
Oh, kombucha?
Kombucha.
That's all a bunch of holiday stuff.
That's what I mean, that's why they're drinking.
Okay, good, good segue.
So that's why I don't go Foodland Farms, bro.
Alright, okay,
all
forget it.
All you see is local wannabe celebrities, bro.
Okay, never mind then. Just go, when you go to Information, Prototype, Sarah Surfing Show, TNC, Locomotion, that's you go Foodland Farms, bro.
No, I go to one on top, Baritania, bro.
Alright.
Go over there. See what's up to all the
uncles and aunties
over there.
It smells like fried chicken. You ever notice when you go in there, you come out smelling weird?
Well, you notice when you go in there, you're going down?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I always wonder. Does it flood?
It's got to. Because it goes down.
It's
like
weird. It goes down.
You take that ramp. You feel like you're coming out of Monday Night Raw, bro. Going down the ramp, the Titantron behind you. Walking on in.
Where's my pocket chicken plate?
Right, you could. Scott Hall coming out.
Get my skateboard drop in over there.
I'm surprised no one has done that yet. No kid has done that yet. They just skate in.
Jackass kind
of. And just fall down. That's a good one, though.
But that, though, I mean, Foodland, bro. They got the deals, bro. They got the deals.
I used to work at Foodland, as you know.
That's right. I know very well.
And I remember.
We don't want to talk about that.
We're not going to somebody.
Get indicted.
The feds are out right now.
They're listening right now.
Yeah.
They're the one in the helicopters, circling like sleepers.
They're right here, like vultures.
Okay, last one. What else you got?
I think I got mine, because I got Richie's. I got Kamoku Seafood.
Richie's.
I got Gracie's.
Okay, I said Foodland. I mean, I said Costco.
Foodland's a good one.
I said Foodland. Anything else on the list?
Wow, Foodland's a good one. Oh, boy.
No fast food, no 7-Eleven, bruh.
You got the good ones there, though.
I was going to say some Manapua places.
Okay, if you want to go that route, then if you want to go Manapur route, then you're gonna have to go to Char Hung Sut.
Oh, there you go.
Char Hung Sut. Well, let's give them some credit. Downtown. After you step over a couple of homeless guys.
That is one of the best. That is the best steamed Manapur.
Yeah, that's the one.
Char Hung Sut, bro.
So I gotta say that's it. And they have big Manapur as well.
I used to eat there every Sunday.
Wow.
I used to work at the great geriatric establishment known as Kuakini Medical Center.
That's correct, yes. That is correct. Yeah, I remember
go
that.
Over there early in the morning, gotta open up the warehouse.
Yeah.
I tell the guy, bro, who can go today with John Kanapo?
Yeah.
Go down there, get the Sunday paper, get the Manapur, get the cherry coke. I don't know why I drink cherry coke.
Yeah.
And we have Manapur, read the Sunday paper.
Wow. How's that?
I was young back then, too.
How's that?
Sounds like an old man.
Dude. Living the life.
Me and my friend, bro, we're the only two guys working. Sunday shift, bro. That was like a routine.
Huh.
So we come in, we open up shop, and we get Manapur.
That's a good idea.
So we go down,
yeah.
Manapur, step over a couple homeless, couple long jump, high jump.
Yep.
You know, hurdles.
Do the jump.
Then you have to get javelin, hop over the homeless guy. Well.
You got it. That's a good idea. I like
that. See the brother over there, the bald head brother over there.
That works.
Yeah.
Char Hung Sut.
You surf too, yeah. I've seen him out surfing one time. That's how long ago.
You just know all the local people.
But I know all the local people. It's hey, bada.
You are a walking yellow pages.
Yeah.
Of local.
You know what's crazy about that place though? Is they make it very funny.
That's true.
And it's kind of like, so if I sneeze right now, it's kind of gross, dude.
Shut the whole thing down.
Right?
Yep. Herringbone already.
Bro, we didn't talk about that.
You got herringbone on. Well, you did last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You did. Fortunately, you did. Yes. Herringbone, you went.
Wait, did we talk about how everybody got sick?
Yeah.
We did?
No. Yeah, we did, yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
And then you went to... Oh, no, wait, did we?
No, we just talked about the bad review.
Yes. Okay, well...
Before we close out this segment...
So, Charlie said, good. I want to make another quick one on Manapur Royal Garden.
Wow. haven't been to Rogue Garden in a while.
Is that the Rogue Garden, someone that has the big mana pool?
Yeah, with the glaze. With
yeah. So just want a quick shout out to Rogue Garden.
Where's that at again?
Downtown, Nuanu side. That's by the bridge. By see, the
everybody
the river.
Gets it for. Every time I eat it, it's like at somewhere.
Right.
I've never gone there to eat it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always take out. Yeah. You park, easy park, Chinese Cultural Plaza. You go there. Yeah, you go.
Oh,
but then, okay, let's end it out. Herringbone. Let's end it out with this. He who laughs last, laughs best.
Wow.
Which means, kind of means what I'm about to say.
I never get sick.
You never get sick.
You know what the Texas I got? Bro, are you okay or what? Everybody tagging me. You know what I mean? And then my wife, she posted it up on her stories.
Yep.
And choke people hitting her up. Yeah, it's okay or what?
Yep, everybody jam up.
Because after we complained, well, you know, we had our gripes about it. Everybody got sick, bro. Like 49 cases?
Yeah.
Like maybe 7 confirmed norovirus?
Well, they say it was from a salad or bad refrigeration. That's what they were saying.
Good thing we didn't eat salad.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, remember when I said my appetizers did not come in?
Yeah.
Maybe God spared us. Right? Think about it. Maybe those appetizers might have been the
well, gods. What did you order? What were the appetizers you
buffalo
ordered?
Buffalo octopus. I forget the other one. But those didn't come in. So I'm thinking, if we ate that...
Indirectly.
We might have got sick.
Right.
But we ended up eating the fish, which is really good.
Right.
And the potatoes, which is really good. Huh. That's what the thing is. The food is good.
Just
service was terrible. We're not tourists.
That's really bad. That's really bad. You take
care
of
the people.
I'm sorry,
bro. You guys probably see my homie out there, Rob, on TV, bro. I felt sorry for him.
Not
He's
good.
A good guy, bro. But
not
you know what?
Good,
that's a show, bro. What goes around comes around, Grand Poobah.
You gotta take care of service, and you gotta figure out what you guys doing with this food.
Bruh.
It could be like a Genki problem with the distribution.
And the thing is, if it's vegetables, bro, we just talk about the ringworm, what's it called?
You gotta clean the vegetables.
Worm,
yep. You gotta clean the vegetables.
You know what? It was our server, bro. Sneezy than everything.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, I heard about you guys, bro.
That's Kaipo, huh? Who's it?
Kaipo
Tisdale,
bro.
Yeah.
Kaipo Tisdale.
That's right.
Kaipo Tisdale.
I just threw that out there. But if you notice, when you go to Asia, the Asians don't eat salad. Because you're not supposed to eat any of the salad or vegetables in raw in Asia because of the contaminants of the water.
That makes sense.
That's why you gotta cook the vegetables. So all these guys, they come over here, they don't know, nobody know, contamination.
Wow.
All maki already.
Wow.
So
if someone dies from this, bro.
Oh, they're done. Sue.
Bro,
Sue Bird, done already.
Funny because after I complained, I have a friend that told me, like, oh, you know, let's go eat that yalcha.
Well.
But now I'm like, don't they distribute the food to all?
Yeah, see, you kind of feel weird about it, right?
Right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
So that's why I'm like, wait, I don't know if I want to eat anywhere for a while over there.
It's weird.
Let it happen, do its thing.
Correct.
You know, let everything go through.
Right.
Because I don't know, I wonder why no one ever said, what about the rest of the restaurants?
Right.
In that chain, right?
Correct, exactly.
They should maybe check all the restaurants?
Exactly. Exactly. Kakasan Group is a big group.
Right. They're Vegas and all that stuff.
They're all over.
They gotta check them because, I mean, I'm pretty sure when they buy food, they buy all the same fish for all the
correct.
Same stores, all the vegetables for the stores. Anyway, we're safe and sound. Thank you.
Everybody's safe, yes. The Catalyst family is safe.
Catalyst family is safe.
Yes.
So that's how we end up with the food. So what we have for our Mount Rushmore, Richie's.
Yes. There you
Kehamoku Seafood.
Well, I hope you guys could hear that one.
There's a lady screaming off the top of her lungs, obscenities.
She wants Kehamoku Seafood, that's why.
She's listening to Dashboard Confessionals right now.
Probably. They all
about
do.
Her college days.
They
probably.
Always do, these guys. I'm tired of this.
Richie's.
Yep.
Kehamoku Seafood.
Yeah.
Foodland.
Yeah.
Costco.
Gracie's.
And
Chung
Sut. And
Royal Garden. That's it.
So that is our Cheap Eats.
Cheap Eats. Never mind Guy Hagi.
Never mind Augie T, but I like that. That's actually a good segment.
It's a good segment. It's one of the better ones.
So if you guys got some place that is cheap that we need to know of, because we're always looking for that deals, hit us up.
Then we can do a segment.
Yeah. Sleep Time's Over at Gmail. Sleep Time's Over on
yes.
Podomatic, iTunes,
yes.
YouTube. Sleep Time's Over 1 on Twitter, which we never use. Facebook, hit us up. But watch our Instagram.
Yes, YouTube.
Everything, YouTube.
Please comment on this.
Comment,
we've been getting some great feedback lately.
Yeah, shout
so
out.
So please, yes, we implore all of you to comment, good or bad or ugly.
Yes.
Just tell us, what we doing?
Yeah. Tell us good.
If good, bad.
Tell us you answer in one word.
You could.
What's good?
Yeah,
okay.
Just subscribe, like, and comment.
If
that's it.
If you say okay, make sure you spell them okay.
Oh, right. Don't put the O-K-A-Y. Never mind.
Yeah, we better get off the air for this crazy lady jumps
in. Yeah, she's going to break everything.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse. Thank you to Justin Beemore for Old Kaimuki. Make sure you check out his spot in Kaimuki by the Old Kaimuki Q. And it's next to Pillbox.
Correct.
In the back.
Yes.
That's all I got to say. Find Pillbox.
You got them.
You go to the back where you park.
Yeah.
And it's right there. Earl Kaimuki.
That's right.
Check them out in Kaka'ako soon.
That's right.
But just support. And also support Pro Cam Hawaii.
Pro Cam Hawaii. See all you guys that are going to the dinner this Saturday night, October 21st. See you guys live. We're going to do the show live. Special guest.
Five questions
is coming back.
Oh.
Saturday night.
Sleep time's over. Episode 2. Ill Communication. Season 6. Woo!
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.